Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. He has spoken with Israel's prime minister and senior Hezbollah officials in Lebanon, and President Trump says both sides have agreed to dial back the fighting that threatens U.S.-Iran peace talks. Hezbollah in Lebanon has often fired rockets into northern Israel. It's making life for residents there almost unbearable.
A normal person cannot stand the crazy situation we have here. So only with drugs a person can continue on functioning here.
Russia attacked Ukraine with a barrage of missiles and drones overnight, killing at least 11 people, injuring dozens, trapping many others, that according to Ukrainian officials. The state of Florida is suing OpenAI, alleging it disregarded, even covered up, serious risks to young people posed by ChatGPT. The BBC's Lily Jamali is in San Francisco.
OpenAI disputes those allegations. In a statement, they said that they are an industry leader when it comes to protections and policies. They pointed us to some tools that they've developed to keep kids safe, as well as some features that enable parents to monitor their kids' use of ChatGPT. But there's long been accusations against big tech companies, including now OpenAI, that they are trying to take the onus of responsibility off of themselves and place it onto parents and families when things go wrong.
The Los Angeles mayor's race and the California governor's contest, among the most closely watched of today's primaries in half a dozen states. Secretary of State Rubio returns to Capitol Hill today, the first of 2 days of hearings. State Department's annual budget request is the issue, although Rubio is expected to be questioned about a whole host of issues. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 197 points. NASDAQ futures 11 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way. Not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Early looks are clear right here at both the Harbor Tunnels with the lanes open both on 95 and 895. 695 looks good. JFX, very nice. Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps downtown. Nothing major through Annapolis. If you're coming off the Bay Bridge about 25 minutes ago, there was a report of a minor wreck, which should be on the shoulder. Haven't seen it, but there's no impact. But heads up, westbound on 50 in the area at Cape St. Clair Road. Some activity could be there on the shoulder on the right side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got another really nice day coming up. Blue skies and sunshine with high temperatures in the very comfortable mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
54 degrees in White Marsh, 53 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. Maryland election officials have started to review mail-in ballots ahead of the state's June 23rd primary, and Republican lawmakers have questions. On Monday, the Maryland House Republican Caucus sent a letter to Elections Administrator Jared DeMarinis asking for clarification on how ballots are being processed to ensure that incorrect votes are not counted. The letter comes after the Board of Elections sent out replacement ballots after a vendor error
resulted in some voters receiving the wrong party ballot. House Minority Leader Jason Buckle and Minority Whip Jesse Pippy want to know what the state is doing to ensure that any incorrect votes are not counted. And the Howard County Council has unanimously approved a temporary ban on data centers. The measure puts the development plans for data processing centers on hold, and it creates a task force to consider the definition of data centers in the county's zoning regulations. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 576, the pick 4, 5320. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at vinnysteele.com. That's vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, a pair of blockbuster trades yesterday shaking up the NFL. The long-rumored A.J. Brown to the Patriots came to fruition, with New England sending a pair of draft picks to Philly, including a first-rounder in 2028. And then the big one, two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year, Myles Garrett, dealt out of the division from the Browns to the Rams for Pro Bowl edge rusher Jared Verse, multiple draft picks. The trade ends Garrett's tumultuous career in Cleveland, 9 seasons, 134 games, 125 and a half sacks. Meanwhile, at the French Open, there are no more American men to root for.
That's it. Arnaldi survives and advances.
He's got the Matha High School's Francis Tiafoe beaten by Italy's Matteo Arnaldi in a marathon five-set match that lasted 5 hours and 26 minutes. And finally, Pro Football Hall of Famer and former Baltimore Colt great Raymond Berry has passed away. The hands of Berry and the arm of Johnny Unitas propelled the Colts to glory in the late 50s and 60s. Berry passing yesterday at the age of 93, with Sally, his wife of 65 years, at his side. More on the passing of Raymond Berry and assessing the month of May for the Orioles when we return at 6:30. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026. Coming up this hour, Baltimore County Council finally voting to end Pension Gate. But is it really over? Take a look at the Iran peace deal. Might be on the ropes. The latest on what's coming out of the White House and the Middle East. And top of the on the hour here. The story that, of course, won't go away is mail-in ballot gate. Yesterday, Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale Sr. held a press conference where he highlighted an individual, a Democrat voter who switched his affiliation to Republican so he could vote for Hale in the upcoming Republican primary on June the 23rd. 86-year-old voter Vincent Del Pizzo says he got not one, not two, but three ballots, and Ed Hale said he couldn't believe it.
This is real. This actually happened. And he came in and said, look at this. I thought, whoa, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah. No, this is no joke. And the more that the State Board of Elections tries to clarify this nonsense, the worse it gets. And, you know, Del Pizzo says, yeah, he got three separate ballots.
Got a Democrat ballot first. Then a few days later, I got the Republican. And then this Saturday, I just got another Republican. So it's mind-boggling.
No, but, you know, not really. Not for the state of Maryland that is dragging its feet on purging its voter rolls, that still has a superintendent illegal alien registered to vote in this state, that still has a bunch of dead voters, duplicate voters, etc. But, of course, in the words of Lieutenant Governor Runa Miller, don't worry, these ballot mistakes happen in almost every election. Del Pizzo questioning the process and, by definition, the integrity of Maryland's vote.
I'm not feel safe with this process.
Yeah. Nobody feels safe. And again, they keep telling us, oh, don't worry. You know, keep calm and carry on. Everything is A-OK. But again, both the Lieutenant Governor candidate Tyrone Keyes and Ed Hale says, you know, they need answers. Somebody's got to fix this mess.
We're dealing with Vince here, who is absolutely upstanding. But if you have someone who's unscrupulous, it could be an opportunity for malfeasance.
Ostensibly, he could vote three times.
Yeah. But we're told that can't happen because they barcoded it. They barcoded all of these ballots. So when the barcode for the original ballot, but here's the question: you get an original ballot, which is apparently a Democrat ballot, and then of course you switched your party affiliation back in April. We're still waiting confirmation from State Board of Elections on that one. Then did you get another original ballot for that? And then. Why didn't you get a replacement ballot for the Democrat ballot? No, you get a replacement ballot for the Republican ballot. Now you got three ballots. How many other people has this happened to? Because now you got all sorts of people that encouraging to flip your vote, switch your vote for the primary. Are there other three ballot or four ballot or five ballot voters out there? Again, this is just unacceptable. And you look at it, and we all have a bunch of concerns regarding this whole process, and yet we are not. Where's the governor? Has the governor been able to, you know, get himself to a microphone or a television camera? We heard from the lieutenant governor offhandedly, but not the the top dog in the state of Maryland. So more on this process coming up in just a second. They still can't tell us how many voters got incorrect ballots, and apparently Marylanders are breaking down around partisan lines and this is to be expected. Republicans are very suspicious. Democrats, oh, just another day in the state of Maryland. Yeah, 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning, and a couple of things early now. Prince George's County, there's a wreck, two vehicles involved. BW Parkway southbound at Riverdale Road, so that's inside the Capitol Beltway. And some of the data is showing the backup now is going back towards Route 202. So anybody south of the Capitol Beltway on 295 south, that's a problem. There's a new wreck also now in Beltsville, and the southbound lanes of Route 1 are blocked there at Powder Mill Road. And there's some delay already showing up there for the traffic trying to go by the accident scene. You could move over, of course, and pick up I-95 as the detour route. Beltway traffic looks good. JFX is still clear. Very minor buildups just starting southbound now at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCEBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today, mid-70s. Again, cool tonight, mid-50s. And then tomorrow we start heating up. Sunny low 80s. Heat that starts to return Thursday, mid-80s. By Friday, we could hit 90 degrees. And the summer is on. 56 and sunny right now in Annapolis, 52 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news for you today. After 4 years of retirement, Serena Williams is returning to professional tennis at the age of 44.
Hmm.
Yeah. And she's got that row stuff going for her, too.
Oh, see, yeah.
Yeah. Coming out of retirement might seem like a good idea, but we have two words for Serena: Brett Favre. Okay? Just forget it. State of Florida is suing OpenAI, claiming that ChatGTP is harmful to children.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
They want to be sure that every Florida boy does not grow up to be a Florida man.
No.
H.C. Clint Eastwood is now retiring from making movies at the age of 96.
God love him.
There goes my hope for the new James Bond.
Yeah.
Imagine.
James Burke.
Love Clint Eastwood. Love his
so
movies. Just a great guy.
Go ahead, punk.
Yeah, exactly.
Make my day.
Remember with the empty chair during one of the Republican National Convention? He was interviewing an empty chair. There are fears that this summer's World Cup soccer tournament might be susceptible to an outbreak of Ebola.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not if you just keep Congo out.
For real?
Yeah, just keep the Congolese out, and that way you won't have any problems. Due to a surging consumer demand, America's apparently running out of protein. But don't worry, we have plenty of pickles.
Not going to say.
Okay.
We'll be all right.
President Trump is planning to drop his $1.8 billion compensation fund. This was to compensate the J6ers that were wrongfully, maliciously prosecuted.
Absolutely.
And the like. So... I think this is this may have been a move to draw John Thune into a trap. You know, get him to all right, I'll drop the fund if you pass the Save America Act.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So we'll see what happens. New report out claims that Jeffrey Epstein may have banked some of his sperm before his death. And here we are worried about Epstein files. Now we got to worry about the Epstein vials.
Whoa.
Could be nasty.
No.
I'm time to figure out our classic rock music trivia challenge for you. Three artists, and see if you can tell me what they all have in common. This one might have more than one correct answer, so put on your thinking caps here this morning.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. That's why. This is why it's a need,
any idea as to what those three bands have in common?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Just all good tunes.
They're called out and they stink.
You're stinking with that, are you?
Yeah, I am. Because I don't know any of this crap.
You're not a classic rock music guy?
Some.
Yeah, some.
But not that.
Yeah, but you don't consider yourself a music trivia expert then?
No.
Okay.
I used to consider myself
some things,
one.
Oldies. Oldies, yeah. I would know, yes.
Well, so what do you define oldies? Glenn Miller?
Come on now. I didn't ask you to go to smartass.com.
You were born in the 40s, right?
Yeah, but what was I going to be doing at 4 months old in the 40s?
Yeah, doing the swing, apparently.
Doing the swing. I'm doing that now. I'm up at the Villages every day, honey.
Yes,
come on.
I can go with that, but I'm not.
I said somebody, how'd you like to earn $14 the hard way?
Oh, we got a correct answer, Lisa. Saying they're all Australians. That's 6:17 here this morning. So, Lisa, you got it. All Australians. They're all from actually Sydney, to be exact. And that is, of course, AC/DC, INXS, and Midnight Oil were the bands. But there is one other thing that they have in common. Let's see if Chris in West Virginia knows. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. I had the same answer. I thought they were all from Australia.
Okay, and so you'd be correct as well. You called in just about the same time we got a text, so congratulations there for Chris. But there's one other correct answer that we will accept. I can't give clues. This is a tough challenge, okay?
Yep.
We don't give you any help. There are no hints here, okay?
You know, our dear friend Al Sanders, sitting on the set one night talking to Bob Turk, and Al reads a story, The Rock Group Inks.
Oh.
I'm not lying
God
to you.
God love him.
And Bob looked at him. He said, who was that? He said, Inks. I-N-X-S. That's Inks, right? Bob says, no, it's NXS.
Okay.
That's a classic.
Al says, well, you got me on that. I have no copies of their music. Poor Al. So now I know how he feels.
That happens.
The rock group Inks.
Inks.
Oh.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Coming up on 620, 20 minutes after the hour here on KC and Company. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And again, we're talking about the Hale voter that got three mail-in ballots, a Democrat ballot, a Republican ballot, and then a, I'm what assuming here would be a Republican replacement ballot, and a lot of questions being asked as to why you would get those, and we'll get some more of those questions here. And what happens if you don't trust the process now? You got these mail-in ballots, you're not quite sure. Some people have already sent theirs in. Are they going to count? Maybe, maybe not. What happens if you send the original ballot and the replacement ballot? We're being told one will cancel the other one out. Okay, but I'm sorry, I just don't trust the system. And now can you show up in person if you've requested a mail-in ballot? We'll have the answer for you coming up here in just a second. Town Appliance, they are right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. This is for all your appliance needs. They've got over 70 different brands to choose from. On display, of course, like high-end brands like Bosch, and they've got one for every budget. So whether you're just in the market for a single appliance, like my wife and I am with the refrigerator, and of course, they have that. This Memorial Day sale is ending soon, so you want to make sure you get in there ASAP. Tell them I told you to check it out, because they've got, in some cases, up to 50% off some of their appliances right now at Town Appliance. Great customer service, 5-star service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life. TownAppliance.com or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority friends of Kevin Ford, Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Fly. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Maryland is heading in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Chan, Cynthia Price, treasurer.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So the Maryland State Board of Elections website says every mail-in ballot return envelope contains a unique barcode tied to an individual voter, ensuring that only one ballot can be counted per person. The state also notes that replacement ballots are clearly labeled and accompanied by notification letters instructing voters to use the replacement ballot and discard the original. My question is, what if somebody stuffs the ballot boxes with replacement ballots with no envelope? What happens then? Again, see, all these questions, they can't be answered because they won't answer them. They're not open and transparent. And questions over the printing error still remain. All right, 623 traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, both the tunnels now picking up maybe a little more than a five-minute delay and building with the lanes open, 895 and 95 southbound. New wreck in the city. It looks like it's minor. It's northeast side, Hill and Road at Cold Spring Lane. Both the accident activities now in Prince George's County are active still. It's an overturned vehicle in Beltsville. The southbound side of Route 1 is closed at Powder Mill Road. And then the wreck inside the Capitol Beltway was on the Parkway southbound at Riverdale Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Sunshine today, mid-70s, another gorgeous day, low humidity, cool nights, temperatures in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny, low 80s. Going to be a really, really nice week. And then we heat up towards the end of the week. Could hit about 90 by Friday. Right now, 51 and sunny in Pikesville. And it is 57 and windy in Ocean City. John in Catonsville, do you have the guess for the other thing, other answer we'll accept?
Yeah, these are all abbreviations or they're letters are part of the name, like INXS is in excess, ACDC. Is that it?
Yeah, well, that ACDC in excess, but it wouldn't apply to Midnight Oil.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, but it's a great, great guess. Two out of three ain't bad, and especially if you're Meatloaf. Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it. No, I'll give you, well, you know what? We'll let it stew for a little bit. There is one other thing they all have in common, those three bands. So you can text into the show, email at as well. Anyway, so Ed Hale holds his press conference yesterday. One of his potential constituents or voters, Vincent Del Pizzo, who was a Democrat, wanted to switch to become a Republican. He claimed he switched back in April. So he wants to vote for Hale in the primary. So he gets a Democrat ballot because he was a Democrat. So that's the OG, right? The original ballot. And then, of course, when he switches in April, he now becomes a Republican. So he gets a Republican original ballot. And then the third ballot is apparently the, although they didn't say this at the press conference, the replacement ballot. So now you've got three ballots floating out there. And the question here is, Hale says he's got a solution how to solve this problem. Play it and see what you think of it.
I would think the simple solution for me, now I've only been in politics for 1 year, is to change the colors.
Change the colors of the ballot. So all the mail-in ballots, say, would be pink. Or would you have, would you have different colors for the Republicans? You could make them red. And the Democrats could be blue, but then again, people would know, and they would dump all the Republican ballots in the woods if they were colored.
But what if the printer messed up and there was purple ones? Then where does that go to? No, I mean, yes, common sense. If the Board of Elections really want to do this right, there are ways you can make it clear. But I think the color change—it's too late for that now because they're already out, and they're going to count every vote, so they're not going to ignore something. You know, even if they did a second wave, what do we should have another wave of ballot? Then what do you do with the first 500 that you got? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
We've seen this before, though. You remember you used to have a signature match. The signature had to on the ballot envelope had to match whatever was on record, and judges have discounted that. So if somebody pumps a bunch of ballots because there are a million of them floating around out there into the system. And they don't have the barcode on the ballot envelope. Some judge is going to rule in Maryland anyway. You can't disenfranchise the voters, so they got to all count.
And see, that's what I don't get, because there's like two different mindsets with the Board of Elections. You have to understand, because I went through the training 4 years ago. On one hand, you're right. No matter what other things don't match up or don't follow their rules, they don't want to disenfranchise certain voters, so they will like let anything fly. But yet, as we've discussed before, if someone walks in on election day and gives the name and says they want to vote, and they say no, you already requested a mail-in ballot, that person isn't allowed to vote regularly, and they think either you messed up or you requested one and you forgot or whatever, and then you can only vote provisional. So then you really feel like you didn't vote. So I don't even get how those two things mesh. Like, so on one hand, they won't disenfranchise some people that blatantly break the rules or don't follow the rules. But then other people are saying, look, I didn't request that and I didn't vote and I didn't send the ballot in. If you're, you know, I never got one. I didn't request that ballot. Well, you did. And so now you can't vote today. And so I'm wondering about, you know, this voter, Vincent, because at the end of Fox 45 story, he said his question was, I just want to forget all this. I'm confused. Mm-hmm. I would just like to go election day and vote so I know I've got the right thing. And at the end of the Fox 45 story, they said they checked with the Maryland Board of Elections, and they're saying you can do that. You can go online and cancel the mail-in ballot. Well, first of all, I don't think that's true. I think you've requested a mail-in ballot, because they told us in the training that once you request a mail-in ballot, you can't vote on election day. And even if they're saying that's true now, then what do you do with the other vote? Now people are getting three ballots, maybe more, and you can vote on election day if you can. But if you cancel it, he's already got them. So how do you cancel it
Well, I have the answer, so we'll answer that. And yeah, that's a great question. That's a great point
so
that
confusing.
Both the, that voter and you raised regarding if I'm confused and I just want to vote in person, can you do it? We have the answer coming up in just a second. All right, 6:29. I want to tell you about, you've been hearing me talk about Mark McVeary, reverse mortgage answer man for years now. And let me ask you something. When you sit down to pay your bills each month, right, is your mortgage still the highest bill besides Obamacare? I bet it is. A lot of people plan to have their house paid off by the time they retire, but you know what? Life happens, and some homeowners even start thinking they may have to sell and move because they can't afford to stay in the home that they love. And before you do that, you really should talk to Mark. Mark's been specializing in reverse mortgages for over 30 years. He's helped thousands of homeowners. It can eliminate that mortgage payment, completely put the money back in your pocket every month, allowing you to stay right where you are, and you decide. You decide when you want to pay it back. So he lives here. He knows his market inside and out. He makes sure his clients get every dollar they're entitled to. He'll even meet with you in your home and walk through everything personally in plain English. So call Mark McVeary today, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. He's your reverse mortgage answer man. 6:30, let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. A bank robbery suspect has been arrested in Baltimore. Police say the suspect was armed with a shotgun when he allegedly assaulted a customer and robbed the bank in the 4800 block of Eastern Avenue Monday morning. The Regional Auto Theft Task Force and a police aviation unit spotted the suspect's vehicle and began to follow it. There was a brief pursuit that ended along 895, and the suspect was taken into custody. And two teenagers are facing charges in connection with separate shootings in Baltimore City. A 15-year-old boy is charged with first-degree murder in the February 15th death of Tyana Pierce in the 2100 block of Drew Hill Avenue. The teen surrendered to authorities over the weekend after homicide detectives secured an arrest warrant for him. A 17-year-old has been charged with first-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and handgun violations after he allegedly shot a 14-year-old relative. The shooting happened last week in the 3600 block of Noble Street. And Fox 45 reports that the Anne Arundel County Department of Public Works says a force main break in the 800 block of Ritchie Highway caused a sanitary sewer overflow in Severna Park. The DPW says most of the 16,200 gallons of overflow was contained on land and a small portion entered Cypress Creek. The Sunday evening overflow was reported to the county's Department of Health and the Maryland Department of the Environment, and signs are posted to alert the community. Officials say the affected area was limed and vacuumed. The cause of the break has not been determined. And a former Maryland correctional officer has been sentenced to 33 months in federal prison for his role in covering up the assault of an inmate. 41-year-old Jermaine Sturgis was a lieutenant at the Eastern Correctional Institution in Westover when he conspired to delete a video showing a fellow officer unlawfully assaulting an inmate. It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looking at the Beltway at Green Spring and then also at Hartford Road, all the lanes are open. Some areas on the Beltway already fighting the bright sunshine, and the west side outer loop is not quite back to 7. Oh, yes, it is. I just changed the cameras. It's over here about 3-4 minutes ago. It's already back to 795. So it's 795. It's going down through I-70. It's working its way towards Route 40.
And then after that, down the hill through Frederick Road, it's much better towards 95. But already that backup is in play. No problems at all in the JFX. Went back and visited Annapolis again. Three lanes westbound on the Bay Bridge, two eastbound. Most of the traffic is westbound, clear through Annapolis at the Severn River Bridge. And we're still pretty quiet early, but we'll get the build up in a half an hour or so on I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another really nice day coming up. Blue skies and sunshine with high temperatures in the very comfortable mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:35, brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. At 13-16, it wasn't a great month of May for the Birds, but it was certainly better than last year when the bottom fell out at 9-18 and the manager was dismissed. This year's Birds showed some fight under manager Albernaz, closing the month with a 7-3 homestand, giving Orioles fans some hope.
Like, this baseball is the greatest sport in the world. You know, you show up each day, and every day you show up, you don't know if they're going to DFA you or your stuff's going to go to Cooperstown. You have no idea what's going to happen that day. So our guys just have the ability to show up each day and prepare to win, and that's all that matters.
Well, they certainly did that in the homestand. The Birds open June tonight. However, in Boston, Shane Baz looks to continue good times for the O's staff tonight with first pitch at 6:45. We'll be talking about yesterday's news in the NFL for quite some time as two major trades were completed. The long-rumored A.J. Brown of the Patriots came to fruition with New England sending a pair of draft picks to Philly, including a first-rounder in 28. And then the jaw-dropper, all-pro pass rusher Myles Garrett, a two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year and the holder of the all-time record for most sacks in a season, has been dealt out of the division from the Browns to the Rams for Pro Bowl linebacker Jared Verse and multiple draft picks. Other NFL news, 10-time Pro Bowler and Super Bowl winning quarterback Russell Wilson hanging him up, at least for this season, spurning an offer from the Jets and moving to the TV booth instead. He'll be an NFL analyst for CBS. French Open continued yesterday and there are no Americans to root for anymore on both the men's and women's side. On the women's side, number one, Aryna Sabalenka dispatched 16-seeded Naomi Osaka in straight sets to advance to the quarterfinals, and Madison Keys loses as well. On the men's side, the last hope was DeMatha High School's Francis Tiafo, beaten by Italy's Matteo Arnaldi in a five-set match that took 5 hours and 26 minutes. The quarterfinals begin today. And finally, a sad note from the world of football, hitting especially hard for Baltimore Colts fans right here in Baltimore.
His ability to catch a football and to hang on to it. We have that vision of him laid out. That's Raymond Berry. Laid out, going out of bounds, catching the damn thing.
That was the late great Baltimorean Frank DeFord talking about Raymond Berry, who passed away yesterday. Berry played in the NFL for 13 seasons, all with the Colts. He was a Pro Football Hall of Famer, two-time NFL champion, and a member of the NFL's 100 all-time team. The time now is 6:37. When we return, there's only one left.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen. Oh, yeah! Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
All right, we have a traffic situation developing. Chuck Whitaker has the update for us. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. Had a broken down vehicle temporarily in the old Harbor Tunnel. Had us down to one lane for about 5 minutes. Now both lanes are moving again, but very quickly, and we get the impact already. We're backed up now to the Urban Avenue ramp and probably will go back towards Pulaski Highway. We'll have more in about 8 to 10 minutes. Back to you.
All right. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate the update. All right. So you were saying?
Yeah. So the passing of Raymond Berry,
yes.
There's only one Baltimore Colt left from the 1991. One. Yeah, from the 58 championship team. I thought there were two, but I looked it up. Lenny Moore is still alive.
He's still Spats.
And Jim Mutchler, I thought was, but mm-hmm. he passed away in 2015. Okay. So Lenny Moore is the lone remaining wow. Colt from the 58 championship
team. Well, what a team from, again, what, and just remember Ray Berry. We talk about Ray Berry, just the hands on him, the coordination, yep. that tap-tap on the sideline. And it brings back all the memories of Orr's Corner with Jimmy Orr and John Mackey, one of the greatest tight ends in history. Of course, that Johnny U and just the whole team. The whole team was just magical.
You know, and even still more than that, it speaks to a time for Baltimore in the 1950s. I mean, Baltimore was happening in the 1950s.
Yeah.
They became a major league town.
Right.
The Orioles came from St. Louis. The Colts came, I think it was from Dallas, if I'm not mistaken. They were the Dallas Texans in the old All-America Football Conference. And they grew up. I mean, the town... Well, first of all, the
Bullets were here, too.
And the Bullets were here. And the popular... I mean, Baltimore was the sixth largest city in the country in the 1950s. They had almost a million people within the city limits.
Yeah. What happened?
you've been talking about that for 30 years, Sean.
Yes, we have. Or longer. Thanks, but boy, what memories.
Great
Unitas
memories.
Barry, I tell you, that just brings back. I can still see it today, some of those passes. Thanks so much, Gary.
Yep.
6:39, we got another guest here on the classic rock music trivia question. Scott in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Scott, I was on hold. This is probably kind of stupid, but I'm driving down to BWI from York, PA, and I'm thinking... Well, they all toured in the United States. That's got to be something they have in common.
Yeah, we'll accept that. They all toured in the United States, but there was another answer, and we have just the I think Marty has got it correctly, and that all three lead singers have passed away. They've died, so that is the other one. But again, we'll accept the all toured in the United States. Scott, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. So back to the guy with one guy, three ballots, Vince Del Pizzo. He asked this very important question. He doesn't trust the system with three ballots. Can he vote in person?
And I'm afraid to send my mail-in ballot of this confusion. So my question is now, can I go and vote in person rather than do the mail-in?
So can you vote in person, even though you've got not one, not two, but three ballots? And I looked it up from the State Board of Elections website. Here is what it says. If you prefer to vote at the polls after you previously requested a mail-in ballot, you should cancel your mail-in ballot. The easiest way to cancel your mail-in ballot request is online by visiting the website, or you can visit the State Board of Elections website, go to the voting drop-down, select voter services, follow the steps, and update your voting info tab to cancel your ballot. Does that really clarify things for you?
But is there an expiration date? What if you've already received your mail-in ballot? And then what if you forget? Because remember, they think that we're stupid. So what if you fill it in? What if you fill out all three? You send them in because you forgot because we're dumb.
Right.
And then we also show up in person on election day to vote.
Yeah,
then, we'll also
then
be allowed,
get,
but we also canceled. But we went online and canceled.
Right.
Does it cancel all three mail-in ballots?
Then you get a provisional ballot. And then, of course, that is only, I think, counted, if I'm not mistaken, if the margin is within, what, 1-2% or something?
But I mean, look, that's what we were told in the training, but what is it saying there? It sounds like you can cancel at any time. If you change your mind, apparently now, maybe this is a new thing from 4 years ago, now you can cancel the mail-in ballot and go vote in person. But doesn't that mean regularly vote? Not provisional vote, but, like, just regular vote in person?
Well, yeah. Look, the more they try to clarify things, the worse it gets.
And clear as mud.
Where's the governor? The lieutenant governor.
He's in San Francisco.
Accidentally said these things happen all the time. Ballot mistakes happen all the time.
That I do believe. I don't think it's a mistake.
Blurting out the truth inadvertently. Look, it just it's a mess. That's why you should never have gone to mail-in ballots. The only people that really should qualify for mail-in ballots, and we used to call them absentee ballots, are military serving overseas or citizens that are working, ambassadors in foreign service, serving overseas that can't make it home in time, or those that are infirmed or in nursing homes or can't really travel to the voting precinct. So those are the only exceptions, I think. Everyone else should vote in person. You have all sorts of time now with early voting. Vote in person, early voting, which begins June 11th, and of course, primary day is June the 23rd. So keep that in mind. Coming up next, is the Iran peace deal on the ropes? It would appear so. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Vehicle in the tunnel on 895 right around 6:30. It's completely out now, and they're moving traffic again. So south of O'Donnell Street, south of Boston Street, the pace is better. But from there back towards Pulaski Highway, pretty solid there. So right now we're looking at least a 20-minute delay and building as you're moving south on 895. The traffic now starting on 95 southbound is just now starting to see some brake lights around Moravia Road. So 20-minute delays from the broken-down vehicle at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and now this overflow traffic on 95 trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And they're moving. All four lanes are open at the tunnel, but we're backed up there. And again, it's going to be between 20 and a 25-minute delay if you're at the very back end of that delay on 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, mid-70s. Overnight temps in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, Sunday, we start to heat up, low 80s. Heat returns on Thursday into Friday. And Friday, we could see highs of the big 90, 90 degrees. Bring it on. The heat is on, as they say. All right, it is 54 right now.
Pit alert.
And sunny in Severn, 53 in Parkville. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name. Butterball Johnson.
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip. You took a bite. And you dipped again.
You dipped again. What happens if you take a bite out of the one end and you flip it and then dip the unbitten end?
No, it's still too close. It's still your mouth was on it.
Excuse me.
Fly it.
Damn it. Not again. No.
Flying it.
For those of you who are currently driving on the sidewalk, we regret that error.
Oh.
Hey, these ballot mistakes happen almost every election.
Yeah. Why?
Crumble. Serving up a breakfast.
We're doing that?
Serving up a breakfast week theme through this Saturday new foodie cereal. Corey said,
fruity
cereal,
Fruity
Loops.
Pebbles.
Yeah,
oh,
yes, frosted strawberry cookie featuring Pop Tarts, blueberry pancake cookies, sea salt cookies featuring Nutella, pink donut cookie, the French toast cookie, and chocolate chip cookie thins. All available this week through Saturday at Crumble. Arby's is bringing back the pecan chicken salad sandwich and the orange cream shake. Inspired by the orange cream bars, you know the...
Sure, dreamsicles.
Dreamsicles,
sure.
Right, absolutely. Or creamsicles. Some people call them creamsicles. Others said dreamsicles.
Those are good.
And just for you, Chuck, the Dunkin's bringing back the iced beverage buckets.
Oh, nice.
Iced beverage buckets.
48 ounces of plastic buckets can be purchased with iced coffee or refreshers. $12.99 for a bucket, and then you got to fill it as well.
Oh, yeah. That's no good.
Yeah,
not filled with what I like to drink.
Well, you could, you know, drink whatever is in it, and then keep it, and then you can bring your bucket O'Bailey's to you with work.
Bucket tub O'Bailey's.
Tub O'Bailey's.
Plenty of buckets at work.
Exactly. And orange cones as well.
Yes, orange cones, yes.
They work incredibly. All right, we'll see you in a couple. Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. 6:47, 13 before the hour, 7 o'clock. Is the Iran peace deal on the ropes? It would appear so. Iran's president asked to resign, citing a total takeover by the IRGC commanders. This is the Iranian Republican Guard Corps. And again, they're all nuts. They're all, of course, you had the... Yeah, and then President Trump says it was regime change. Yeah, they took out the first group of leaders. That, by definition, is regime change. And the second group, they took some of them out as well. But again, even if you would have taken out Hitler in Nazi Germany, there was a whole bunch of other Nazis that... shared the same ideology, the same beliefs, and so on and so forth. Until they are completely vanquished and conquered, I think you're going to have the same problem. And then Iran pulled out of the ceasefire talks with the U.S. They were firing off ballistic missiles at Kuwait yesterday. We had to intercept. President Trump telling CNBC, I don't care if Iran negotiations are over. And again, then he had to, because what Iran is doing, we're now 8 weeks into a 2-week ceasefire. Okay? And what Iran is doing, they're stalling. They're stalling to try to, you know, rearm themselves, to try to get some kind of leverage. The latest is they said, no, you got to stop attacking the Hezbollahs in Lebanon. Otherwise, we're not going to agree to any peace deal. And, of course, then quietly they're picking up the phone. They're going, attack, 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 attack Israel. And that's what they do. And Bibi Netanyahu is not going to sit there and take it. And so he's firing back against the Hezbollahs. And meanwhile, the whole peace deal now is in jeopardy. President Trump had to call Bibi yesterday and, again, ask him to stand down. Don't take the bait. Just stand down right now. We're going to try to get this peace deal done and the end of fighting. But it seems to me that you're dealing with people that don't want peace. You know, it clearly there might. I think Iranian people want it, absolutely. But whoever's in charge right now, the IRGC, maybe there are a few theocrats still in place, the murder mullahs as I call them. It's going to be very difficult to come together with a peace deal. Number one, number two, is it a peace deal that you can trust with the current leadership? Unless they have been completely, and look, they're slowly being economically strangulated to death. They are just, their inflation now is at 54% in Iran. They can't pay their soldiers. They're now starting running out of food and medicine and things of that nature. So it's just a matter of time. That's why the president says he's in no hurry, but we'll have to wait and see. And at some point, you would hope, just like we did 250 years ago, that, you know, we fought for our freedom and our liberty, that the Iranian people do that as well. And let's face it, we didn't have a bunch of arms either. Okay? We had to make our own stuff. Remember they were melting down certain things for ammunition during the Revolutionary War? Great new book out, by the way, if you want to read it. I'm just getting through it now, called Revolution by Eric Metaxas. It is about 600 pages long, but from start to finish, it is one of the best books I have read on the American Revolution. And during this 250-year anniversary or birthday, it would be a great gift for Father's Day or you know, coming up for a birthday or something like that. It is a wonderful. I mean, it's got everything in it, so you'll enjoy it. It's called Revolution. The author Eric Metaxas. And it's available right now for order. It's just about any place you buy your books or order your books from. All right, 6:50 coming up next. Baltimore County Council voting to end pension gate.
Maryland is heading in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Cham, Cynthia Price, treasurer.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, treasurer.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel-Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCPN.
Got a flood of emails and texts here this morning regarding the classic rock music trivia challenge. It seems to be a hit. People love you know, to guess, especially if you don't have to be an expert on trivia. Sometimes you just be able to connect the dots or whatever the case may be. A lot of folks have guessed right here. Brian, for instance, saying that all multiple answers for today's trivia, yes, all original lead singers for AC/DC, NXS, and Midnight Oil have passed away, but I thought the more interesting thing, they all are bands from Australia. Enjoying these trivia questions, and I'm terrible at trivia. So I'm glad, that you're able to do that. Yeah, they were all from Sydney, Australia, as well. A better question would be, how did all those three singers die? aspiration from alcohol, Prozac, cocaine, and pancreatic cancer. All right, thanks so much for that uplifting reminder. Look, you get into this. And on the ballots, Ken says the easiest and safest way to just cancel all mail-in ballots, period. Someone needs to file temporary restraining orders until election day to stop the Democrats steal in Maryland again. And that's what one of our other listeners, he emailed in saying they always print 500,000 additional Democrat ballots for users as for use as needed. No mistake. The mistake is someone mailed them. Thus, they got caught. Great sarcasm there. 6:53. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
25-minute delays now southbound both the Harbor Tunnels, 95. You're pretty much stopped right here at Moravia Road. 895 is now backed up well before Pulaski Highway, almost back to Moravia Road. We had a problem about 25 minutes ago with a broken down vehicle in the old Harbor Tunnel. Then the word gets out and everybody moves over to 95. So now it's total gridlock. Now again, southbound at both the tunnels. We'll keep an eye on that. Nothing major yet on the Beltway, but all the morning buildups are there on the Parkville side. Some slowing now through Greenspring, and the west side is 795 going south to Frederick Road. The accident in Beltsville is still a problem at Route 1 at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, mid-70s, back into the mid-50s tonight. Right now, 52 in Pikesville, and it is 55 in Pasadena. Baltimore County Council. Councilman Nino Mangione sworn in last night. He did not vote in the county pension gate that I can see, unless there's something I'm missing, but they did vote unanimously last night to retroactively end the controversial pension policy in an effort to prevent any council member from retiring under the rules that created this unfair windfall. This is, you know, pay-to-play, self-dealing. Wade Catch, who has now gone from the council. So they approved a bill that ends the policy effective April 10th rather than May the 11th. The move was aimed at preventing the possibility of any council member retiring under the previous rules, which had initially been approved by council members and then later rejected. Now, under that policy, persons or pensions, rather, for retiring council members could have increased substantially. And in some cases, they could have doubled. And one of the county council candidates, Nick Stewart, saying that this was the worst scandal in Baltimore County Council history.
I think this is one of the worst scandals in Baltimore County's recent history. On the very same day, keep in mind, the Baltimore County Council passes a law that changes the way that their pensions are going to be calculated in the future. They're going to be tied to whatever future council members make in salary. Mm. On the very same day that they pass that law, they introduced a new law that says those future salaries will go from part-time to full-time.
Councilman Julian Jones, who, by the way, is not seeking re-election because he's running for Baltimore County Executive, he took exception to Nick Stewart calling this the worst scandal. Remember, again, this is something that they did with the Charter Amendment. They voted themselves, again, full-time pay for part-time work, and then your pension would be based on that full-time pay. So it was like frickin' frack, cause and effect. It was like, get yourself paid for full-time work, and then came the pension bill, which caused a huge outcry, and that's the reason why they had to double down. But Julian Jones is taking a shot at Nick Stewart here.
Well, that's because they haven't done anything. And when you've done nothing, my wife always reminds me, heavy is the head that wears the crown. When you're sitting here trying to make things better for the citizens of Baltimore County and you're running against people who have done nothing, they have nothing to talk about. They have no record of anything they've done. So all they do is point fingers at other people.
I thought Democrats were against kings, that come heaviest is the head that wears the crown. Does he think he's the king? Does he want to be the king of Baltimore County? It certainly seems like Julian Jones has anointed him, crowned himself the king already. But Keith Daniels of Fox 45 did an excellent job in follow-up and a question about getting his hand caught in the cookie jar.
I think the council's making the right steps today. I wish they would have supported my measure to get rid of full time pay for part time work.
Step today now because of what critics say. You got caught putting your hand in the cookie jar.
No, it's not true. That's not true. Because the reality is, no one voted to double their pension.
No, I say county council. Nick Stewart is running for county executive, so that was my bad. But, yeah, of course they got their hand caught in the cookie jar. All of them did. Every single one of them, Republicans included. I think Mike Ertel, remember, Mike Ertel was the only one that, if I remember correctly, voted against Pension Gate. The rest of them, the other six, Republicans and Democrats, all voted for it, including Wade Katch, who voted for, he knew he was retiring. He knew he had health issues. He knew he was going to be leaving, and he voted to, you know, give himself a raise and then double his pension. I mean, this is what's part of the problem with career politicians. They stop representing you at some point and represent themselves. And that's what we see it at Congress. I know I'm picking on the county council. We see it every legislative body that there is, whether it's the Baltimore County Council, whether it's the Maryland General Insane Asylum, or whether it's Congress. They all find a way to reward themselves and pat themselves on the back for a job well done. Meanwhile, they've abused, wasted, and just fraudulently, in some cases, have misspent tax dollars, running up deficits. And here we go again. That's when we end up paying for their misuse, their abuse, their fraudulence, and their incompetence as well. So keep that in mind as you go to the and get out there early and vote. Yeah, we need to have a strong vote. People don't really vote in primaries. We need you this year if you want to make a change, not just in Baltimore County, but throughout the entire state and other surrounding counties of the Baltimore Metro. We need you to get out there and vote in person starting June the 11th and again on Election Day on June the 23rd. And I understand it may not be exciting. The president's not on the ballot. But if you want to change in your county, you want to change in this state, we have to show up in great numbers. And it starts in just about 9 days or so. Coming up next, you're not going to believe just how bad electricity rate hikes have been here in the state of Maryland.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. This is primary day in a half dozen states, and that includes in California, where there's the governor's race and the closely watched L.A. mayor's contest. Other states with primaries today, Iowa and Montana, New Mexico, New Jersey, and South Dakota. Six people killed a mass shooting in Muscatine, Iowa.
The adult male suspect had left the residence prior to law enforcement's arrival, but was quickly identified as Ryan Willis McFarland, 52 years Muscatine, Iowa. Officers located McFarland on the Riverfront Trail near the pedestrian bridge. While talking to Ryan Willis McFarland, he took his own life.
Muscatine Police Chief Anthony Key says it's believed all of the victims were related to McFarland. A horrific interstate crash, Northern Virginia, allegedly caused by a non-English-speaking bus driver, naturalized U.S. citizen from China.
The bus driver accused of causing a chain reaction crash on Interstate 95 in Virginia on May 29th that killed five people has been charged with five counts of involuntary manslaughter and one count of reckless driving. Court records show Jing Sheng Dong of Staten Island, New York, paid a fine after being convicted of speeding in Virginia in 2024, going 73 miles per hour in a 55 zone. He was also cited in Annapolis, Maryland, driving a motor coach 72 miles per hour in a 50 zone. Authorities say Dong was driving the bus from New York to North Carolina when he struck a line of vehicles that slowed down in a work zone. A family of four from Greenfield, Massachusetts, on their way to a wedding were killed, as was a 25-year-old woman from Worcester. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump suggests a U.S.-Iran deal could be just around the corner, perhaps in a week or so. The Dow features down 196 points. NASDAQ features off 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. options. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has four flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The back up on 895, the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway has moved in just a bit. It was back beyond Pulaski Highway, and now it's right about at the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we made little progress there. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road. Both the tunnels right now, 20 to 25-minute delays southbound. Nothing major, but all the morning buildups are out there now on the Beltway. JFX is still running okay from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Here at Fox 25 forecast, we've got another really nice day coming up. Blue skies and sunshine with high temperatures in the very comfortable mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
54 degrees in Abingdon, 53 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that as Marylanders begin canvassing mail-in ballots statewide, questions continue to swirl over a printing error that forced election officials to send more than 500,000 replacement ballots to voters. The Maryland State Board of Elections has repeatedly said safeguards are in place to ensure every voter can cast only one ballot. However, one voter who received three ballots for the same election says he's not convinced. The issue stems from what election officials have described as a printing error by an outside vendor. In response, the state mailed replacement ballots last week to every voter who requested a mail-in ballot to ensure they received the correct party-specific ballot. 3 months after a Digital Harbor High School student was fatally shot, Baltimore police announced the arrest of a juvenile in the case. Tyana Pierce, 15, was fatally shot in the 2100 block of Drude Hill Avenue in West Baltimore back on February 15th. According to Baltimore police, officers were called to a home on the block after reports of a shooting and found the juvenile with at least one gunshot wound. The juvenile was pronounced dead at an area hospital in Baltimore. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 573. The pick four, 5320. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the month of May is in the books, and at 13-16 in the month, the O's record is nothing to write home about for sure, but a couple of things here do stand out. The 7-3 homestand to close the month after the Birds got off to a 6-13 start, and the other is Samuel Basayo at the plate.
Basayo with a drive out to right field, and it is gone. Right on cue. Sam, bam, blows it open.
Now that was Ben Wagner on the call on Mass, and that was the Tampa Bay series at home. One of the four homers and three of the 16 runs driven in on the month for the young catcher, who batted .337 on the month, and manager Albernez has seen enough to know that he's got something special.
Hitting behind Pete, it's not an easy task, but Sammy's at bat quality,
The way he hit the ball the other way, he stays in against lefties, and obviously his power to all parts of the field. But with Sammy, it's been a joy to watch, and the future's bright.
Ravens were back at it yesterday in Owings Mills as they begin their final week of voluntary OTAs, with NFL.com ranking the Ravens as having the second-best shot in the league to dethrone the Seahawks as Super Bowl champs. Number one are the Rams, and that was before the acquisition yesterday of Myles Garrett, the pass rusher from Cleveland, and he is out of the division now. All morning long, we'll be talking about the passing of Baltimore Colt icon Raymond Berry. Yesterday at home in Tennessee, Berry spent 13 years as a player in the NFL, and all of them were as a Baltimore Colt.
I think you'd have to say that the 58 championship game made Raymond Berry every much as it did Johnny Unitas.
In an epic contest, Berry caught 12 passes for 178 yards. Both were postseason records and helped the Colts beat the Giants in sudden death overtime.
That was Frank DeFord at the beginning, and then courtesy of NFL Films for the highlights. Raymond Berry passing away yesterday at the age of 93. Coming up in 30 minutes, a spirited debate about Lamar. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So in our classic rock music trivia challenge, the lead singer of Midnight Oil, Peter Garrett, is very much alive, so I don't know why the service that I use has him dead, so I need to call them. So you better start checking this stuff. Unreal. But yeah, he's very much alive. He's 73 years of age. So sorry about that. Our bad, our mistake. But they are all from Australia. All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Harford County Teachers and Sheriff's Union teaming up to flip the vote in Harford County. And this is really designed to get Bob Cassley out of office. We'll talk about that. Also, the private property debate continues to rage on here in the good old U.S. of A. But our top story here today, we all know how expensive it is for electric rates here in the state of Maryland. We import 40% of our power from Pennsylvania. We've talked about this at great length. The MPRP debate, the high voltage transmission line through Baltimore County, Carroll, Frederick counties, etc. We know the green agenda by the Democrats who run the state has led to all of this. This has really laid at their feet. They've shut down coal-fired power plants. Now some of them had to stay on in emergency capacity just to meet the needs so we don't have rolling blackouts and brownouts, et cetera. But I was shocked, to see just how bad it is in the state of Maryland, where the electricity prices have jumped the most in America. Let me tell you, the average for all 50 states is a 10% increase. 10%. There are a bunch of states that have had negative. They've had actually decreases. Florida, Oregon, Nevada, all have had decreases in their electric rates. A lot of states have stayed the same. New Mexico, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota have had no increases in their electric rates. The mid-Atlantic states are the worst. For instance, New Jersey, of course, they're sort of to the north, but they're part of the PJM grid. 18% increase in their electricity rates. D.C. is second worst at nearly 23%. Okay, that's pretty high. That's pretty steep. Maryland is the absolute worst, and it's not even close. The annual change in residential electricity prices went up 89%. 89. The next closest was D.C. at 23. That's over 66% change? And again, it's just we are recorded the largest increase in residential electricity prices nationwide, with costs jumping 89% over the last year. Democrats did this. Democrats are fully to blame. Now, if that doesn't drive you to the polls in about 9 days, I don't know what will. This affects every single budget in every household, these kinds of expenses. And it's strictly, you lay it at the feet. And I know, Westmore, it's PJM's fault. No, it's not. PJM is, they manage the grid, but they're not generating any power. So again, this in and of itself is just mind-boggling. National average is 10%. And again, here at Maryland, 89%. Nearly nine times the national average increase of 10%. It's just, it's off the charts. And Democrats have no fix. They have no solution. We've interviewed a number of gubernatorial candidates that think they can get that down. But Democrats have no interest in doing that. What they give you? They give you a lousy $12.50 a month back of your own money. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, who never deals with his own money, Chuck Whitaker.
I know what to do with $12.50.
Get you half a bottle of Bailey's.
You get one of those little miniatures.
That's right.
Sip it while you're driving. No, not. Yep. No calls, please. JFX, you're good. Ruxton Road, looking at you here at the city-county line. Everybody's fine. All the way into the ramps downtown. The Beltway is really full now. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, the interloop through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. The good news is no major problems right now. Some slowing on the parkway. That's normal around Arundel Mills, Route 100, Route 32, coming up from the ramps at Powder Mill Road towards 197. 95 on the south end of the Capitol Beltway will be slow there. And then we have the normal delays at Good Luck Road in Prince George's County, the outer loop, New Hampshire Avenue, around to the Mormon Temple. Again, that's all the normal delay. Both the tunnels are still sitting with 25-minute delays currently on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for today. Sunshine, mid-70s, just another gorgeous day, and mid-50s for the low tonight. Then we start heating up Wednesday through Friday. Tomorrow, low 80s, and then Thursday, mid-80s. Friday, we could be up to 90, and the heat is on. Right now, we're looking at 56 in Middle River, 53 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, 8 weeks into a two-week ceasefire, the president's still trying to wait Iran out, even though the ceasefire has been violated several times by Iran. But he put on Truth Social yesterday, Iran really wants to make a deal. It'll be a good one for the USA and those that are with us. But don't let the Democrats and various seemingly unpatriotic Republicans understand that it is much tougher for me to properly do my job and negotiate when political hacks keep negatively chirping at levels never seen before over and over again, that I should move faster or move slower or go to war or not go to war or whatever. Sit back and relax. It'll all work out well in the end. It always does. And said he had a very productive call with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu of Israel. There will be no troops going to Beirut, and any troops that are on their way have already been turned back. Likewise, meaning Israeli troops. Likewise, through highly placed representatives, I had a very good call with Hezbollah, and they agreed that all shooting will stop, that Israel will not attack them, and they will not attack Israel. So, president still trying to take the diplomatic peace route. The Justice Department released a statement on Monday afternoon, and district court judge's ruling on the weaponization fund. A judge has ruled that the president cannot use that weaponization fund to compensate those that were maliciously prosecuted by the J6 witch hunt prosecutors. So the president says he's going to drop the fund. I wouldn't have announced to drop it now. I would have said first to John Thune, you might want to pass the Save America Act, and then because they need the next reconciliation bill before the midterms, and I think Republicans like Thune were going to hold it up based on that weaponization fund. The president has a new election order creating mail-in ballot chain of custody, and the ballot mills are panicking. Most people have no idea the president's new election mail executive order, what it actually does. In plain English, it creates a chain of custody system for mail-in ballot envelopes in federal elections. Not the vote, the envelope. Under the proposed United States Post Office rules, stating using mail-in or absentee ballots for federal elections would have to use standardized ballot envelopes, official election mail logos, automation-compatible design, barcodes, etc. That means the ballot envelope is now trackable. States or election mailers would also submit key data through a USPS portal, including your voter name, voter address, outbound envelope barcode, return envelope barcode, originating election office state. So officials can know that the ballot envelope was sent out and this return envelope comes back. Now, my only question is, because there are a lot of questions, is that what happens if you get a ballot without an envelope? Is that to be counted, like we're seeing right here in Maryland? Stay tuned for that. Again, ahead of Tina Peters' release from prison yesterday, Mike Davis, founder and president of Article 3 Project, filed a federal civil rights criminal referral with the Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon to investigate a criminal investigation into Colorado government officials who illegally conspired to unconstitutionally punish the former Mesa County clerk and Gold Star mom for her First Amendment-protected views on election integrity. We're going to hear from Tina Peters a little bit later on in the show as she gave an interview yesterday to Steve Bannon on his war room. Again, unbelievable. Democrats have set up a system, according to Stephen Miller, to funnel hundreds of billions, ultimately trillions of dollars, to migrants and illegal aliens in the United States. So that is something that, again, we need to rein that in immediately. That's rampant with fraud and abuse. An appeals court has sided with crazed Biden judge, ruling that Pete Hegseth and the Pentagon illegally banned transgender troops. Hegseth responded as well, saying that Judge Reyes is now a top military planner. She can report to Fort Benning at 0600 to instruct our Army Rangers on how to execute high-value target raids. After that, Commander Reyes can dispatch to Fort Bragg to train our Green Berets on counterinsurgency warfare, blah, 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 blah. So once again, these Obama and Biden judges have proven to being, these are judicial activists. These are judicial interlopers. They are not interested in holding up the constitutionality of stuff. They are just looking to throw a monkey wrench into the whole works. And that's the way it went down, 499 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 720
on KC
and Company. Joining us on our hotline this morning, Stephen Friedman, counselor from the law office of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you doing?
We are doing A-okay. Thank you.
All right. So this morning I want to discuss filing a personal injury lawsuit in the district court versus circuit court and talk about the differences. So first of all, let's talk about the district court. If you have a case that's valued under $5,000, that's called a small claim, and that would be filed in the district court. Now, what's unique about a small claim is that you really don't need a lawyer because the rules of evidence really don't apply. Although, as a plaintiff, you still need to prove by a preponderance of the evidence how the accident happened. Now, if your case is valued between $5,000 to $30,000, that is a district court case. So what happens is you file the lawsuit in the district court, or we file the lawsuit in the district court, and generally you get a trial date within about 60 to 90 days. So it's much faster than a circuit court case, for example. Once the defendant is served, you go through discovery, which is limited in the district court. You can only do interrogatories. And again, as we've discussed before, interrogatories are written questions. And in the district court, you only get to ask 15 written questions to the defendant, and they're allowed to ask you 15 questions. The other big difference between a district court and circuit court case is in the district court, the trial is heard before a judge, not a jury. So that's the district court. Now, if you have a more valuable case, you're going to file it in the circuit court. Once you file the lawsuit in the circuit court and after the defendant is served, most jurisdictions will send out what are called scheduling orders. So basically, it will denote when specific aspects of the case need to be completed, like the discovery deadline, like filing your experts. In Baltimore County, for example, when you receive the scheduling order, you only get a settlement conference date. You don't even get a trial date, because if you go to the settlement conference and the case has not settled, then and only then do you get a trial date. In the circuit court, You have a lot of discovery tools. Interrogatories are 30 questions instead of 15. You can do depositions. You can do requests for productions of documents, and also alternative dispute resolution. So there are big differences between district court and circuit court personal injury lawsuits. Folks, if you've been in any type of personal injury accident, give us a call. We will take care of you, 410-363-6848. Or go up on our website, maflaw.com. We have a new batch of auto accident checklist cards, so call for your free cards. They're very valuable. Every driver really should have one to protect you and your family. So everybody enjoy the beautiful weather, Sean, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, Stephen. As always, great advice. Thanks so much for the call. That's the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Don't forget the website, extremely informative and helpful at maflaw.com, serving Marylanders for over 40 years. 723, traffic weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
Baltimore County Fire just arriving. Looks like this might be an overturned vehicle. Harford Road at Proctor Lane, and apparently somebody was trapped in the vehicle. A lot of activity arriving there, so heads up on Harford Road if you're traveling locally there in Baltimore County, north and east of the Beltway. Morning backup has arrived now. I-97 southbound coming into Route 32 towards Annapolis. That will get better after the bridge at 178, and we're still doing fine between the Bay Bridge, I-97, and the Severn River Bridge. No problems right now on 50 through there. We're still fighting through 20 to 25-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer now on 95 with the traffic coming down through Rosedale and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Sunshine today, mid-70s, cooler at night, mid-50s before things start heating up the rest of the week. Right now, sunny 58 in Annapolis, and it is 55 in Parkville, 724. So we told you about the electricity prices. I can't. Does that number shock you? It stunned me. I knew we were high. And I knew we had the highest increase. I didn't realize it was 89%, nine times the national average of 10%. That's just amazing. And, again, looking at Pennsylvania, that we get 40% of our electric. They were up 14%. So that pales in comparison. Just amazing to me. And Delaware, I'm trying to find their number here. I don't think they were in the top 20. So I'll have to go back and refigure the Delaware numbers here in just a second. I'll get those for you. But who do you blame? Who do you fault for these exorbitant, outrageous electricity? And a lot of people, they push to BGE. And again, BGE has their role to play in the whole thing. But let's face it, a lot of this is policy. Most of it is policy. The Climate Control Act of 2022. People like Governor Moore not wanting to have gasoline cars sold in Maryland by the year 2035. Declaring war on fossil fuels. Declaring so-called clean energy, solar, wind, blah, blah, blah. Just not efficient enough. We just can't power the state on solar and wind. You know, if you want to have it as an adjunct or a complementary energy source, great. One of these days we might have an alternative fuel source. We don't have to use fossil fuels anymore. We don't have it now. And so that is a problem. And then the other problem here in the state of Maryland is the annual stealth tax that we are imposed on with gas prices. Because years ago, you might recall, I think it was during the O'Malley administration, if I'm not mistaken, I'll go back and look at it, that Democrats indexed the gas tax here in Maryland to inflation. So every year that inflation goes up, the gas tax goes up. And I think that's been the case every year since July of 1993. In fact, it's never gone down. It's always gone up. The combined applicable tax rate, the motor fuel tax per gallon rate, has just about, some years it stayed the same. But I've never seen it go down in the 13 or actually 23 years of comparison here. So here's what's going to cost us now at the gas pump. And gas has dropped about 40 cents per gallon in the last week or so. But here we go. As of July 1st, gas it will increase from 46 cents per gallon. That's the gas tax here in Maryland, to 46.6 cents per gallon for gasoline, and 46.75 cents to 47.45 per gallon on diesel fuel July 1st. That's according to the Comptroller's Office. The gas tax equation based on inflation and gas prices, the tax will likely increase again in July of 2027. So we're getting hammered everywhere you look. If that doesn't motivate you to get out in June, the Democrats can get out in July. Republicans, you should be getting out in June. Okay, June the 11th, in person, early voting. John and Glen Arm. Good morning, John.
Hey, guys. There's a little-known culprit in our electric woes. He has a very fancy name. William Claiborne Ferguson the Fourth.
Yep.
Also known as the Duchess of Annapolis, Fergie, and Electric Bill. That's all you need to know about turning our green farms into solar fields.
Yeah, this is a guy that should have recused himself from every single bill that came in, anything to do with electricity or solar, because he works for a solar panel company.
He's an Electric Bill.
Yeah.
If you think about when you get your electric bill, just put the Doughboy's little face on it.
Dollar Bill or Electric Bill Ferguson. I do that like that. Electric Bill Ferguson here in the state of Maryland. John, thanks so much. Appreciate the call and the new moniker for the Senate president. By the way, they're going to be redistricting after the primary. So that's coming, folks. I'm hearing that it's a definite. 729, Vinny Steele's, your home sold guaranteed realty, and Vinny's going to sell your home for the price that you want, in the time that you want. And if it doesn't sell for that price in that time frame, then Vinny buys it. He buys it from you, pays you market prices in cold hard cash. That's why so many people list with Vinny to begin with in Pennsylvania and Maryland, because you don't want to have your home sitting on the market for weeks, months. We had one listener years ago; their home was on the market for a year, and they then listed with Vinny, and Vinny sold it within days. So it's an incredible track record, and it's not a proprietary secret. He just works hard, has this database of 12,000 to 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. He sells 3% faster for about 3% more money than the average agent. So why go anywhere else? Call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com. Tell him I told you to call. 7:30, let's get some news headlines for you. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that Baltimore recorded a decline in homicides during the first 5 months of 2026, continuing a multi-year reduction in violent crime. Mayor Brandon Scott announced Monday. As of June 1st, the city has reported 40 homicides and 120 non-fatal shootings, compared to 52 homicides and 121 non-fatal shootings during the same period in 2025. Baltimore Sun co-owner Armstrong Williams held a town hall to discuss juvenile justice in Maryland. Williams was joined by a panel featuring DJS Chair Betsy Tolentino, City State's Attorney Ivan Bates, and Todd Scott, the founder of the We Rise. There was also a studio audience of teen success stories. Police have arrested the man who was shot near the Charles Center Metro Station in downtown Baltimore on Sunday morning. Omar Pia, 32, walked into the University of Maryland Hospital after someone shot him in the left shin. Hospital staff alerted officers to the presence of a gunshot victim at the medical facility around 1:15 a.m. on Sunday, according to court records. Pia was one of two people injured near the Charles Center Metro Station following a bout of violence over the weekend. And Baltimore police seized 11 illegal dirt bikes and all-terrain vehicles over the weekend as part of an ongoing effort to crack down on unlawful riding activity across the city. According to the Baltimore Police Department, detectives conducted an enforcement operation on May 31st in and around Herring Run Park after receiving community complaints and tips about a gathering of dirt bike and ATV riders. During the operation, officers seized 9 dirt bikes and ATVs as riders attempted to flee the area. And a bank robber is in custody after police say he fled with a large amount of cash from an Eastern Avenue bank, then pulled over and surrendered following a brief chase on 895. It's 732 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herr, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herr, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Baltimore County says they're arriving now to wreck at Wilkins Avenue and the Beltway, not on the Beltway, but apparently on Wilkins Avenue, and they're reporting it as a rescue. So heads up for that for the local traffic there. I'm looking at the traffic on the Beltway between Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue, and there's no impact, but right there on Wilkins Avenue. Heads up till we get some more information. The other rescue, also with injuries, vehicle ran off the roadway, Harford Road at the intersection at Proctor Lane in the northeastern part of the county. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got another really nice day coming up. Blue skies and sunshine with high temperatures in the very comfortable mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
That sports at 7:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. June baseball begins tonight for the Birds in Boston with Shane Boz on the Hill at 6:45. But before we put the month of May firmly in the rearview mirror, let's go back and revisit May 20th. That was the post-game rant by Orioles broadcaster Ben McDonald.
We could talk about analytics and what could have happened and what should have happened, and we hit the ball hard. But I don't care if you hit the ball hard. Like, I don't care if you hit it hard and you hit it to somebody, you're out. I don't care how hard you throw ball four. I don't care what your spin rate was on your breaking ball if you bounce it 3 feet out in front of home plate. I don't care. What I care about is, do you make plays? Do you make pitches? Do you get hits when it matters? And that's what the Orioles are struggling to do right now.
That rant by Big Ben followed a series sweep at the hands of the Rays. And coincidence or not, the O's are 7-3 since. And they played arguably their best baseball in that 10-game homestand. Some of the highlights, 278 batting average with runners in scoring position, 16 two-out runs batted in, 14 homers and 7 stolen bases. From that, some good football back and forth now between Mike Florio and Chris Sims on the Pro Football Talk podcast. Florio's position was that Lamar's age may be creeping up on him, and his effectiveness will diminish as he runs less. Chris Sims, though, pushing back.
Everybody thinks Lamar's going to fall off the planet when he can't run. And I just want to go, have you guys watched Lamar Jackson the last few years? I mean, he's an incredible passer. He's an incredible decision maker. Like, what are we talking about? You know, and that's the disrespect I don't like that comes to Lamar in that way, because everybody's still, there's still a little faction of people like, oh, he's just a running back playing quarterback. And I'm like, he threw 41 touchdowns and like 3 interceptions a few years ago. I know I'm embellishing a little bit.
Well, just a little bit. It was 41-4, actually. Good points made by Chris Sims. Meanwhile, big trades in the NFL yesterday. Myles Garrett dealt by the Browns to the Rams for Jared Verse and 3 draft picks, including a 2027 first rounder. And the Eagles finally dealing A.J. Brown to the Patriots for a pair of draft picks, including a first rounder in 2028. Also, John Harbaugh and the Giants making a couple moves as well, signing wide receivers OBJ and Juju Smith-Schuster. And finally, it's the hardest championship to win in pro sports. The only question left now is who will do it. Talking about the Stanley Cup final that gets underway tonight in Carolina.
We want to be the best team, and obviously we haven't, you know, reached our goal yet, but hopefully this year we can make a change there.
And that's Carolina center Sebastian Aho before game one tonight. Last time the Hurricanes won it was 2006. The Golden Knights won it back in 2023. The time now is 7:37 when we return about the fan who threw the ball onto the field at Camden Yards.
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen.
Oh, yeah!
Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, YorktownSocial.com.
So this incident that happened on Sunday in the Jays-Orioles game.
Right.
Orioles beat him 9-5. Jesus Sanchez, the right fielder, had to leave the game because he was hit by a ball thrown from the stands. Hit him on the wrist. X-rays were negative. He seems to be okay. It seems to be a misunderstanding. There was a stoppage in play, and Sanchez kind of turned around to the crowd in right field, and kind of flapped his glove a little bit. You know how you would do that, like if you wanted to have a catch.
Right.
And apparently a young fan, 12 years old, thought that that was the case and threw a ball at him, but Sanchez was already turning around. The ball hit him in the wrist. So your take on that?
Well, as I said to you, I think the other day, I think it's... You know, I do know that when the players are coming off the field, a lot of times they'll toss a ball into the stands for young kids and so on and so forth. But I've always been told that you never throw anything on the field, ever, no matter what. And I think that's kind of gone by the wayside now with the new trend of, it's actually not new, as you pointed out today, Cubs have been doing it.
Cubs have been doing it for years.
Where they throw a home run ball back on the stands, but it's not at a player, it's just thrown in. So, again, we really should never throw anything on the field. That being said, it appears like this was just a miscommunication. They took the fan out, though, with a guardian.
Yeah, they did. A 12-year-old fan was escorted out of the stadium. I do think it's a misunderstanding. You know, you talk about throwing the ball back after a home run. It seems like it's harmless and it's kind of fun, right?
Right.
But, you know, Giancarlo Stanton of the Yankees was hit by a ball thrown back from the stands. I don't remember where it was. And he was out for like 3 months.
Right.
So it's not always as harmless as it seems.
Yeah, just not a good idea to throw anything on the field ever in any sport. So
what again, about streaking? You think that's okay?
That it's injurious to the person streaking. I've seen,
and it's injurious to those watching.
I still remember Mike Curtis.
Mike
Curtis with the greatest takedown of a lunatic fan, in history.
Yeah, I think it was against the Dolphins.
Was it? It may have been against
game the game in the '70s. Boy, that guy.
He gave him the flipper, man. That was a linebacker after my own heart, let me tell you.
Out cold.
Exactly. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us. Don't email us. Just call us right now and reserve your spot to get to match wits and pick up some WCBM merchandise. So one of the key things that separates communism from capitalism, from freedom versus indentured servitude, is the ability to own private property. Okay, that's something that was not allowed in the former Soviet Union or in Cuba or in China. Again, the state owns all the property. They just let you live there. Okay? That is one of the... But heretofore, slowly but surely, we've seen that... This right to own private property, this concept slowly being degraded over the years. First with the property taxes themselves, because if you don't pay your property taxes, you can lose your home, which to me I think has always been anathema to freedom and liberty. There's got to be a better way to do it. I really tried that. And then secondly, the Kelo versus New London case, the Supreme Court, where they took private property, not for public use, for public domain. They took it, eminent domain, for private use, for a shopping center or whatever. Again, I think that should also be revisited at the Supreme Court. So we're watching the private property rates. And now, of course, we have the MPRP debate in three counties in Maryland, where high-voltage transmission line for data centers, mostly in Virginia, is going to cut through people's property and make their farms and their property and, you know, these landowners who want to leave this land to their relatives, to their estate, is going to be seized or taken eventually if it doesn't stop in court. So this is an ongoing battle. Then recently up in New York, Kami Mamdani with a very chilling solution to what he says are some of these corporate landlords and people that have properties in New York City.
When necessary, we will take aggressive legal action to remove negligent owners and property managers. And for buildings that have suffered chronic neglect, we will work to transfer ownership to responsible stewards. Stewards that include community land trusts, nonprofits, or even the tenants themselves.
So in New York City, he is proposing, and now you can see the exodus from New York City, he is proposing seizing the land that other people own and transferring it to the people that he deems to be these are the people that didn't pay for the property. They didn't work the property. And again, this is the American way. This is capitalism, and they want to destroy it. People like Mamdani and AOC and Bolshevik Bernie, et cetera. So if they can do it to a corporate person, if they can do it to a corporation, if they can do it to a wealthy landowner, make no mistake about it, they can do it to you and me as well. And that's what's coming in Maryland, folks. This is the mindset. So it's got to be beaten back in New York City. We'll tell you how Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is dealing with it coming up in just a second. 743, don't forget, traffic weather on the threes. And we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News right now. Here's Lug Nuts.
All right, big delays still there. We just checked it out again, 95. Every once in a while backs up towards the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So if you're coming down through Rosedale, you get right there at the split. Then you say, okay, let's see, which one is the better of the two evils here? 95 is backed up to Moravia. 895 is backed up to Moravia. 95 has four lanes. The old tunnel has two lanes. So in the meantime, you figure that out from right there. At that point, 25 to 35 minute delays southbound. And now 95 is heavy passing Camden Yards with a slowdown and a speed reduction going out towards Washington Boulevard and out to the Caton Avenue ramp. I don't see anything in the roadway there and no reports of any problems, but it is definitely slowing right after 395 southbound. Could be an incident there between Washington Boulevard and Caton Avenue. We're checking on that. Baltimore County had a couple of rescues underway. Wilkins Avenue at the Beltway, and then on the northeast side at the wrecked scene there, at a vehicle ran off the roadway, was overturned, Hartford Road at Proctor Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, mid-70s for the high tonight, mid-50s for the low. Sunshine tomorrow, highs will be in the low 80s. Heat starts to return Thursday, mid-80s, and then Friday we could see 90 degrees. And Maggie's loving that. She mm-hmm. likes it when it's really, really hot.
Yes, I do.
It is right now a little bit windy, 58 in Ocean City, 57 and sunny in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant is James in Towson. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last, please.
All right, here we go. First story is tonight. At the Owings Mills Library, you can celebrate Pride with Pandora Box. The fan favorite from RuPaul's Drag Race brings her signature campy humor and big personality for a night of comedy and conversation at the Owings Mills Library. An evening with drag star Pandora Box. Story two. You finally found a job that might be good for Chuck.
Okay.
$1,000 an hour to sniff your dog's breath. A New York-based pet company is posting ads.
Did you say breath?
Yes, breath.
Okay, cool.
The New York-based pet company posting ads for canine kissers.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Sounds simple enough. Sniff out the best and worst-smelling dog breath, according to the Funkometer evaluation. The job description includes performing close-up breath assessments, keeping meticulous notes, and collaborating with canine-focused groups. Must have a strong sense of smell. And must love dogs.
I smell pretty good.
Well, sniff yourself.
Oh, my.
Jump back and sniff yourself.
Finally, Elon Musk's transgender daughter, Vivian Wilson, apparently has been replaced with a Tesla humanoid named Viv. The 22-year-old is estranged from her Tesla founding father. Called her father a mad genius, but not much of a dad. Says that he missed her so much, he needed to recreate an acceptable version of her to him. All right, story one, drag star tonight, Owings Mills Library, Pandora Box. Story two, $1,000 an hour to sniff dog breath. And story three, Elon Musk's transgender daughter gets a humanoid robot replacement. All right, we will start with Kristen.
Well, I definitely believe the Owings Mills Pride Night, unfortunately. So that one, I'm between two and three. Let me go with number two. Maybe that's a real job, but I don't know if it pays quite that much. So I'll say two.
All right, Kristen goes for story number two. Chuck?
I knew the number one sister. Her name, nickname was Cardboard.
Well,
she was kind of square on dates.
Nah. Your cousin, go. Tupperware.
Yes, burp. I'll go three.
Three? Three, Chuck goes for three. Maggie?
I'm going to go with number three as well.
All right, Maggie goes for three. And James?
I'm going to go with two.
All right, James goes with two. Story number one, the evening with Dragstar Pandora Box. Yeah, that is tonight at the Owings Mills Library. Probably and story number two, $1,000 an hour to sniff dog's breath? That is a true story.
Whoa.
Yeah. Story three, the Elon Musk transgender daughter. That is our fake news story of the day. Sorry about that, James. I appreciate that. Thank you for listening and playing the game. Try again next time.
Thank you.
So there you have it.
There you have it.
Chuck
we nailed it.
Ekes out a, again, I think you're still behind, though, Kristen.
That's all right.
In this quarter.
We won't even mention me. There are no stats.
Yeah, there are no stats. You're right.
I'm statless.
It's like opening up Pandora's box for you, that's for sure.
Oh my.
Is that standing room only tonight?
Could be.
When you said a new job for Chuck, I thought you were talking about the first story. So there's really two options here.
Wait a minute.
Is that true indeed? I'm signing up.
You could.
Yeah, Chuck used to appear at the drag races. Capital Speedway, years ago.
Capital Racing.
Sunday.
Racing capital of the nation.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:49, it's coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida says he's got a solution for the property taxes in his state.
Homeowners need relief. And so it's my view that if you are a Florida resident and you have a homestead, we want that to be tax-free. And so that's our vision. That represents about 30% of the overall property tax revenue because they still tax investment property, commercial property. And so this ballot measure will do an opening salvo of raising it, the exemption to $250, adjusted for inflation so they can't play games. That will be 60% of Florida homesteaders tax-free. Then as they raise it, the legislature will be able to raise that and have a process to do that. Once you get to $500,000 limit, that's 92% of homeowners, and then on and on it goes from there. But if we don't give homeowners relief, Maria, by 2032, they're going to be taking in $83 billion. So that would mean $32 billion in 2019. 13 years later, it goes to $83 billion. That is not sustainable. And so this is really a historic opportunity to have more money in people's pockets and to actually have their home be their private property that the government just can't use as a piggy bank.
Bingo. And that's something that, again, we need that kind of property. They were talking about property tax relief in Baltimore City, but that's not going to happen. They got like almost 5% there. It's brutal. And we'll maybe go over those one of these days. I have the tax rates in the table in my hand here this morning. But, again, you don't really ever truly own your property, especially if you don't pay your property taxes. And that is something that they're getting relief in Florida. Why not Maryland, huh? 7:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes with the update, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, both the tunnels southbound still have delays beginning around Moravia Road and the city county line from there, just going through both the tunnels, 25 to 30 minutes. And then 95, you get a little break, you go through the tunnel, you come down here to Camden Yards, and then 95 is slowing again, and it's a big speed reduction from 395 out to the Beltway on the southwest side. The ramp from 395 south getting onto I-95 is also backed up. No reports of any problems. Been looking down around the Washington Boulevard, Caton Avenue, DeSoto Road, out to the Beltway. Have not seen a problem. Doesn't mean that there may not be a broken down vehicle in there somewhere, but we definitely have a backup after Camden Yards on 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine, mid-70s today, gorgeous day again, low humidity. You should really get out there and enjoy. Sunny 56 in Annapolis, 56 in Reisterstown. Jim is in Hereford. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my call. My opinion is simple. My understanding, EPA registered our coal plants as being the best burning in the whole United States. At least get two of them fired up. That would save us a lot of money.
Sure will.
Have the government stop taking our property and decide where they want to take it. I'd like to know if Westmore is going to get anything from all that. And third, I'd like to get that phone number for that $1,000 for smelling dog's breath.
Let me see if I can find it. It's a New York company. I'll see if I can find the number. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it for the call. Let me see. I don't know if it was in that piece of copy or not. Maybe it's a website. Let me see if I can find it here in just a second. Anyway, while I'm doing that, I want to play for you. The Harford County Education Association is now teamed up with the Harford County Sheriff's Union, which is kind of a bizarre, combination, if you will. And today's the last day, by the way. You can change your party affiliation or register to vote by 5 p.m. tonight. So today, over the weekend, they're running this video. We just have a clip of it, of this teachers union, Harford County Education Association. And her name is Christy Crawford Smick. And you don't hear his voice, but appearing in the ad is the president of a Harford County Deputy Sheriff's Union, Jerry Eaton. And they're urging Harford Countyans to switch their affiliation so they can vote in the Republican Party.
Hello, my name is Christy Crawford Smith, president of the Harford County Education Association. And what many people don't realize is that voter registration is not a lifelong commitment. Citizens can change their political affiliation in order to participate in the primary election and then change it right back afterwards if they choose. This allows Harford County citizens to have their voices heard.
All right, so they are, a nonprofit. And they can have some political activity, but one wonders, why they are And the only reason why they're doing it is they're targeting the Harford County executive, Bob Cassily, who the teachers and apparently the sheriffs now, the deputy sheriffs, want to see Cassily out as the county executive. That's the whole reason why they're teaming up in this this video and try to get their people to flip their vote. And yes, you can flip back for the general election, but today, as I say, is the last day you can do so. Here is Bob Cassily's reaction.
I think it's just very inappropriate to have a union that's supposed to be a 501c5 organization that's supposed to be advocating for the kids and for the teachers to come in and say, well, we're going to deviate from that mission and we're going to also try to influence the political process as well. It's not what the nonprofit status was designed for, certainly.
Now, the video does not say or specifically point to Bob Cassily, but on page 7 of a recent newsletter that the teachers union put out, They're encouraging registered Democrats and independents to flip to Republican to give the teachers union a larger impact in upcoming elections. The politician highlighted on the page is none other than Harford County Executive Bob Cassily, who obviously is a Republican. We just heard his response there. Look, they can engage in some political activities, but it can't be their primary activity. And this is a teachers union, according to federal filings, that the primary mission is to benefit educators and students. And that's why they are targeting the county, Harford County executive, because they have had disagreements with him over budget issues, as have the sheriff's deputy union as well. So, you know, there's an old saying that if you go for the king, you better kill the king, because this might not bode well for them if again, it does not work in this particular case. We'll have to wait and see. All right, Rescue Natural Supplements, again, they have an incredible deal going on right now for you as one of our WCBM listeners. You can buy any Rescue Natural Supplement right now, today, and get the second one off at 90% off with the code BRIGHT90. Huge difference between being busy this summer and actually feeling alive enough to enjoy when your body feels run down. Summer stops feeling fun fast. Those long drives, the jet lag, the diets, the sore feet, you name it. Rescue Natural Supplements can help support your body where summer does strain it the most. From energy, recovery, and circulation to digestion, sleep, and even stress. So right now, buy any single bottle of any Rescue Natural Supplement and get one 90% off with the code BRIGHT90, BRIGHT90. So whether you're vacationing or keeping up with the kids, your body feels more prepared to make this summer unforgettable. Bright 90, buy one, get one 90% off. 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com. Next up, reaction to the Lieutenant Governor's comments.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump remains optimistic about prospects for a U.S.-Iran deal. He says it could come quickly, perhaps in a week. Ukrainian civilians have endured another massive assault by Russia. A missile and drone barrage left at least 17 people dead, dozens wounded.
Elias Farias, a 47-year-old Kyiv civil engineer, describes the scale of the attack.
It was terrible. It's one of the worst I have experienced.
While another Kyiv resident, Irania Salikova, tells the AP, we heard several explosions. Several neighbors ran out into the yard with children with bags running to shelters. I don't know how many people, but several were injured in this attack, which happened near our house. A window was broken and a cobblestone flew into the children's room. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Florida's new congressional redistricting map will stay. An appeals court has rejected a Democrat lawsuit against the map, upholding a trial court's previous ruling. On social media, Governor Ron DeSantis writes, get ready for November. Turmoil rocks CBS television signature news magazine.
Last week, CBS fired 60 Minutes executive producer Tanya Simon and correspondent Sharon Alfonsi and Cecilia Vega. At a meeting to start the week, a longtime anchor spoke up.
I'm Scott Pelley.
According to a detailed report on the Status website, Pelley said CBS News head Barry Weiss is murdering the show and accused Simon's replacement as executive producer Nick Bilton of having slender qualifications for the job. The report says Weiss was not at the meeting. Bilton insisted Weiss does love CBS CBS News and 60 Minutes. Pelley countered by saying she was brought in to kill it, and she's doing exactly that. I'm Ed Donahue.
Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 228 points, NASDAQ futures off 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for a great real estate agent? Someone who can help you sell your home fast and for top dollar? Go to Redy.com, R-E-D-Y.com. Because on Redy, agents will pay you just for the opportunity to sell your home. Yeah, on Redy, agents will pay you for your listing. Thousands of dollars up front just for a chance to sell your home. And it's easy. Just go to Redy.com, enter your address, and when you want to sell. In just 48 hours, the best local agents are competing on Redy to be your agent with cash offers up front just to win your business. Hey, your listing is valuable. Don't give it away. Make those agents earn it. Get paid to pick your real estate agent. Go to Redy.com or call 800-885-REDY. 800-885-REDY.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New wreck just came in Goucher Boulevard at Putty Hill, and Baltimore County Fire says they're en route to that location. Also checking on a wreck on the Dundalk side. I think at the cross street, it's on North Point Boulevard. We'll be checking on that. Some earlier problems in Baltimore County, Wilkins Avenue at the Beltway, Old Hartford Road at Proctor Lane. Both of those had injuries. 95 is a little better now, whatever that was. Out around Washington Boulevard, down around the Caton Avenue ramp, going south on 95 has eased up. But boy, the backups are still there on the north end of both the harbor tunnels. 25 to 30 minute delays southbound, beginning around the city county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got another really nice day coming up. Blue skies and sunshine with high temperatures in the very comfortable mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 25 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
52 degrees in Pikesville and 57 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBN Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the Harford County Education Association, the teachers union, is increasing its effort to impact Maryland's primary election results by encouraging union members to switch party affiliation before the election and switch back after the election. But the union does not explain how switching political parties to sway election results will help educators and students, which is the union's slated nonprofit mission. Sources confirmed to Project Baltimore that last week, HCEA took part in a texted video sent to many Democratic and independent voters in Harford County. And jury selection began in Cecil County Monday in the trial of a woman accused of killing her 3-year-old daughter. 32-year-old Darian Randall is charged with murder, assault, and child abuse after the body of her daughter, Nola Dinkins, was found in a suitcase in June 2025. The child was reported kidnapped in Newark, Delaware, prompting an Amber Alert. Authorities later determined that Randall killed the girl and lied about the abduction. The winning Maryland lottery number, pick 3, was 576. The pick 4, 5320. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up. That's from the Comfort Guys, my guys. It'll be Shane Baugh's turn tonight when the Birds open a six-game road swing at Fenway Park. The right-hander looking to build on a three-straight impressive starts, pitching to a 2.25 ERA. After his last start, a 6-1 win over the Rays, manager Albanez was asked if he sees a different pitcher in Shane Baugh's than the one he saw at the beginning of the year.
No, it's the same pitcher. Like, to me, it's all about throwing strikes, you know, and being efficient. The stuff's the same.
Baugh's has lowered his ERA a full run from 5.48 to 4.48 over those last three starts. Yesterday, June 1, will be remembered as Blockbuster Day in the NFL. The Eagles trading A.J. Brown to the Patriots and the Browns unloading two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year Myles Garrett to the Rams. Last time L.A. pulled off a major deal like that was 5 years ago. Jared Goff to the Lions for Matthew Stafford. 7 months later, the Rams were Super Bowl champions. And finally, remembering the great Raymond Berry on this day, one day after his passing, at his home in Tennessee. The late, great Baltimorean Frank DeFord on the Colts icon.
I think you always have to measure people in any sport by the era that they play. You don't put Babe Ruth in the context of today's game. You say, how good was he at that time? And at that time, Barry was the best.
Barry finished his NFL career in 1967 with a then record 631 receptions, and in a testament to his sure-handedness, only one fumble in his entire career. Coming up in 30 minutes, the O's don't want to be a one-trick pony. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys. From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, we are going to hear from Paul Krugman, the leftist psychopath who wants to de-magify the country. And Gold Star mom Tina Peters is a free woman today, and we'll tell you what she had to say. She's worried about the upcoming election cycle. Not about herself. She's got health issues. She's worried about the election cycle. Baltimore homicides are down 23% so far this year. Who gets the credit? Who should get the credit for this? We'll take a look at that. But our top story here is today a continuing fallout over the comments by our lieutenant governor, Aruna Miller, who said, told Fox News Digital on an off mic, kind of an off mic moment yesterday that, or over the weekend, that sometimes ballots get mailed the wrong way. It happens in almost every election. If that is a routine, if that's what the standard is, the protocols are in Maryland, then we got a lot of work to do. And first, I think it happens when you admit, it's like the alcoholic. Until they bottom out and admit they're an alcoholic, they're not going to be able to go into the 12-step program and have any kind of success. Until Maryland admits that we don't purge our voter rolls, we have a lawsuit right now with we're refusing to hand over voter rolls to the Justice Department. Judicial Watch has successfully sued the state for not purging its voter rolls. We've got duplicate voters, dead voters. We got illegal aliens in the case of that Dr. Roberts, the superintendent of the Iowa schools. He is still registered to vote today after being sentenced on Friday to 2 years in prison. It's just amazing that, and this is, I'm sorry, people cannot be that incompetent. This is done intentionally. I think the voter rolls, and they always fall back on this one argument that we don't want to disenfranchise anybody. Well, you won't disenfranchise anybody. If somebody's accidentally removed from a voter roll and shows up to vote, you get a provisional ballot. So, again, that can be proven. But the fact is we have some people have been prosecuted. Remember there was the person that was voting or running against Andy Harris? She was registered to vote in two states and apparently did. But here, several Republican lawmakers, Delegate Kathy Shalega, say calling out the Moore administration for their whole tone and tenor on Ballotgate.
What we're hearing from the Westmore administration is a very flippant response to a very serious problem going on with our election. Very disappointing. And it's showing the public that they don't take this seriously.
Of course they don't, because, you know, they're the one party, dominant party. In the state of Maryland, they really don't have any, they have controlled opposition by some of the Republicans, and when they can't even control the opposition anymore, they quit. But Shalega went on to say that it's time for the feds to come into Maryland and see exactly what's cooking under the lid.
The messaging has been all over the place, and now we have a lieutenant governor saying this happens. Our Democratic Republic is built on the public trusting our election process. And we need the Department of Justice to come in and straighten things out.
That's a very simple game, really. Do you remember when, after Iraq, when they had scheduled their elections, the people there, I think it was their first really true elections, they voted, and once they voted, they had purple ink on their fingers. That's how they know that they voted and they were verified voters and so on and so forth. So I'm not suggesting we do that, although Ed Hill, because the guy that we wanted to vote for him got three ballots, he suggests they change the colors of the ballots, but it's a little bit late for that. But we do have to clean up this election process. It's a mess. This is not the first election, member. We're going all the way back to Ellen Sauerbrey. She had an election stolen from her in Anne Arundel County. The same thing could happen to some Republicans here in the upcoming primary. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. Here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like there's a new wreck at Joppa Road at Avondale Road, so keep an eye out for that. Baltimore County, I think, had one of their units involved. Minor accident there. Then the report of an accident, Lock Raven Boulevard at Putty Hill. That was a motorcyclist involved. There had been a minor incident on the outer loop near Paring Parkway. Quickly to the shoulder, but the back up there, and the impact will go back to the ramps at Bel Air Road. The inner loop through Pikesville, not bad. The west side is still busy, of course, anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. 25 to 30-minute delays continuing with all that heavy traffic south going into both the harbor tunnels. JFX. Last check looks good. Maybe a little bit busy between Northern Parkway and Cold Spring Lane on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, Weather Authority forecast, sunny mid-70s today, mid-50s for tonight, as things start to heat up by the end of the week. So, again, you'll enjoy that, up to 90 degrees maybe by Friday. Approaching 60 in Annapolis, 57 in Ellicott City. From the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of having that perfect smile, now's the time to give them a call. That number, 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality for the Smile Design Center. It was on this date in 1774, June the 2nd, the British Parliament renewed the Quartering Act, which is in conjunction with the Massachusetts government as the Administration of Justice Act and the Boston Port Act. They were known as the Coercive Acts. And news of the 342 chests of tea that got dumped in the Boston Harbor in December of 1773, what was dubbed the Boston Tea Party, reached Britain in January of 1774. Disgusted by the colonists' action against private property, the British Parliament quickly decided upon these coercive acts as a means of reasserting British control over the colonies and punishing Bostonians. As of May 20, 1774, the Massachusetts Government Act curtailed democracy in Massachusetts by altering the colonial charter of 1691 to reduce the power of elective officials and increase that of the royal governor. On the same day, the passing of the Administration of Justice Act ensured that royal officials charged with capital crimes would not be tried in the colonies, but in Britain. On June 1st, 1774, the Boston Port Act demanded payment for the destroyed tea before the port could reopen for any imports but food. And finally, on this day, 1774, Parliament completed its punishment by expanding the Quartering Act. In its original incarnation, the Quartering Act of 1765 had merely demanded that colonists provide barracks for British soldiers. In Boston, those barracks were on an isolated island in Boston Harbor. In 1776, that act expanded to include the housing of soldiers in public houses, which mean hotels, and empty buildings, but also would have opened up the colonists' private homes, if necessary, to quarter British soldiers. And it was those acts that helped to spur the Revolutionary War, and, of course, we're about a little more than a month away from America's 250th birthday, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
We're talking about the Lieutenant Governor Runa Miller, who says she does not believe the vending error, the printer error, was intentional. It wasn't done with any malice. But again, we still need to stop this ongoing mistrust, distrust of our elections process. And Delegate Shalega says she believes legislation is required, and she plans to introduce some in the next session.
We certainly hope, as a member of the Maryland Freedom Caucus, we advocate for ID to vote and asking the Department of Justice to come in and verify our voter rolls.
Yeah, and that would be that's something that hopefully with the federals, with President Trump and others trying to create a chain of custody for mail-in ballots, that would be helpful as well. But the Delegate Shalega was on to say that the Lieutenant Governor should apologize for making, if she's not serious, maybe it does happen every election. I don't know. We don't know because nobody's really paying attention. But guess what? We are now.
Runa Miller should immediately apologize for that.
Yeah, but don't hold your breath, Delegate Shalega. I would also say that where is Governor Moore on this? He's yet to weigh in on a very serious error, a ballot failure by another one of his state agencies, which, by the way, if you've been keeping score, right now it's not looking too good for many of these state agencies. Day 21, you're listening to Casey and Company, and still to come, we're going to hear from Gold Star mom Tina Peters, and Baltimore's homicides are down more than 23% through the month of May, and who should get credit for that? You're listening to Casey and Company.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority. Citizens for Patrick Dyer. Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstedt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is Attorney Rod Wittstedt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Day 22, Paz writes in, as I listen to the 250-year salute to America, I'm reminded of how different life would have been if the current Marxist movement that hijacked the Democratic Party replaced the Founding Fathers. Give me liberty or give me death would be replaced with you'll own nothing and be happy. Individual rights would be abolished. The founding document, the Globalist Gazette, written in they-them pronouns, would establish the government as the collector and distributor of resources. And on it goes. Great email. Thanks for the rant, Paz. Appreciate that. 823, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
895 southbound has been fluctuating back and forth to between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. It's still right here at Pulaski. It's not quite back to Moravia Road right now. So we started way early this morning with problems there. Never really recovered. Once we start to get a backup on these tunnels, they don't go away anytime soon. 95 changing the camera there. Yeah, and it's backed up. City County line, the ramp at Moravia Road. It's from there all the way into and then out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So it takes 25 minutes there as well. The last time we looked at the interchange at 95 and Russell Street, 395, the southbound backup is gone. The exit ramp from 95 onto Russell Street and down to the BW Parkway, that's backed up. Could be an incident there at the end of that ramp. And then the Sky Ramp is slow from 95 north coming into Camden Yards onto 395 northbound. No reports of any problems, but something definitely slowing them down up ahead near the ramp at Dr. King and up towards the convention center northbound on 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny today, mid-70s, overnight temps in the mid-50s, and sunshine high in the low 80s. The heat starts to build into Thursday and Friday, mid-80s by Thursday. Friday, we could hit 90 degrees, so we are warming up to summer, that's for sure. Right now, sunny, 59 in Dundalk. It is 59 in Millersville. And again, we're looking at a number of things with the Lieutenant Governor. We'll see if Mackenzie Frost can catch up with Governor Moore. We'll talk with Mackenzie later this week on Thursday. So finally, after, God, what has it been? 3 years, I think, since Tina Peters has, I think it was over 600 days. I'm pretty sure it's close to 3 years that Tina Peters, the Gold Star mom and the Mesa County election clerk of Colorado, the left came after her because she caught them. She caught them cheating in elections. And when she tried to gather evidence and get that evidence, they accused her. They flipped the script on her, accused her of interfering in an election. And she was railroaded completely. Her freedom of speech was violated. That's the reason why Governor Jared Polis eventually commuted her sentence, and she got out yesterday, finally. She's got some health problems based on prison food and prison, you know what, it's not the healthiest, obviously, and so she needs to devote time to address her health concerns and get better, recuperate, if you will. But I did listen to the nearly 25-minute interview with her, with Steve Bannon, yesterday. And she's just a remarkable woman. She lost her special ops son, so she is a Gold Star mom. And in this clip, she's not worried about herself. She's worried still about the future of the country and how coming up in these midterms that and today's election day in California, elsewhere, I think it's in Iowa, South Dakota, New Jersey, New Mexico, Montana, especially, you know, the governor's race in California, of course, the primary out there, and Spencer Pratt and Karen Bass. And she's afraid the Democrats are still trying to cheat and are still going to be able to get away with it.
Seeing our country at 250 years gives me hope with the people standing up. My concern is, and as I watch this happening and everyone celebrating, is that I see these elections that are taking place in real time. You know, the Mondamis, the Virginia governor, Spanberger, and, you know, and then what's going on in California and Texas and Maine, you know, just all over the country. And I know that the Democrats are going to cheat. And no one's really addressing the problem that I spent my time in prison as retribution for, and that was exposing the election machines that allow the votes to be flipped. So that's the thing that I really, as we're coming up to our 250 year anniversary, I'm joyful that we still have our liberty, but at the same time, I'm very concerned and burdened with why no one is talking about this.
Yeah, well, there are some of us that are talking about it, Tina, and I've been talking about it since 3 November of 2020 on this program, on my podcast, etc. Again, I still believe that election was clearly stolen. Nobody can explain to me. If you look at the voting record of numbers where you have anywhere between 60 maybe and 70 million, even Obama got way less votes than Chairman Joe did. He got 81 million, which I don't believe for one second. So I think there are a number of this was, remember, the first presidential election that I think we had mail-in ballots in the number that we had. Not the regular absentee ballots, but and I think they took full advantage of it, as we know. And so that's how that election was stolen. And the Democrats have now unveiled their scheme, and we see it. We see it here in Maryland now. We'll follow with 1 million ballots floating out for this primary because of alleged vendor errors, etc. And I just don't. The fact that the governor hasn't weighed in on this it tells us everything that we need to know. That the fix is in. They want to have a say in who the Republican opponent is going to be, and we'll see how that plays out. I hate to be jaded in that regard, but I'm sorry. How many times do we have to see this and been down this road before we see it again? Don't forget, the best of Casey and Company is available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Facebook pages. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. It is something that you're going to make sure that you check out on a daily basis. It's there for you. All you have to do is check it out. All right, coming up next, right after the 8:30 news, we're going to take a look at, the Baltimore homicide rate is down some 23%. And who to credit, or who gets, we know who's taking credit, but is that the proper person? All right, let's check in with some news headline with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Board of Trustees at Notre Dame of Maryland University has unanimously appointed Dr. Abigail Van Vera due to be the institution's 15th president. She'll begin her presidency on July 6, bringing more than a decade of senior leadership experience in higher education, including service as an academic dean, chief operating officer, and a the vice president. She comes to Baltimore from Manchester University in Indiana. She says as a practicing Catholic and a graduate of a Catholic women's college, she's deeply aligned with the college's mission. Anne Arundel County police have arrested two men on drug and gun charges after a stop in Severn. Officers pulled over a vehicle at Annapolis and Disney Road Saturday afternoon, and a probable cause search led to the discovery of a loaded Mossberg shotgun, shells, and drugs that included suspected MDMA, cocaine, Adderall, and fentanyl, and $1,500 cash. And the spontaneous combustion of manure is to blame for causing a weekend fire in Caroline County. According to the Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office, the fire broke out at around 7:30 Saturday morning on a farm in the town of Ridgely on the Eastern Shore. The fire started in an outbuilding used to store manure from the farm's poultry flock, and it spread to farm equipment, resulting in a loss of $100,000. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now, call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Southbound I-97 is still back. Still backed up at Route 32. That story got me, I'll tell you that. Still backed up here, but it gets better after the bridge at 178. It's going to be backed up as you're coming down the hill from Benfield Boulevard. It's at normal speed reduction right there at the split at Route 32. Still heavy on the Beltway. Nothing major right now. There was a minor wreck on the outer loop at Pering. Both the harbor tunnels are still backed up. And if you're coming into the city, the Sky Ramp, you're exiting north on 95. That ramp to 395 that comes up to Camden Yards and the Convention Center. It's pretty slow there. Could be something up ahead around the ramp at Dr. King on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast. We've got another really nice day coming up. Blue skies and sunshine with high temperatures in the very comfortable mid-70s. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet as temperatures fall back into the mid-50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Bad Sports at 8:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. 2 months in now, manager Craig Albernaz settling in for his first summer of Orioles baseball. What has he learned about his team in April and May?
We've shown that we're a resilient group. And I think now we're starting to play a complete baseball game, and especially offensively and on the base pass. Like we don't want to be a one trick pony to win.
Yeah, you never want to do that. Birds open June tonight with game number 61 on the schedule. They're 28-32, taking on the last place Red Sox at 6:45 p.m. Elsewhere in baseball, the Tigers have had trouble scoring runs all year, but apparently not last night in St. Pete.
1-1 to Dingler. Does he have more in store? Right center and out of here!
Jason Benetti had the call on Detroit Sportsnet. Pardon me for saying this, but Dylan Dingler with the dinger. His second of the night, 5-0 for Detroit as they hold off the race. 10-9 was the final. Day two of Ravens OTAs, the final week of voluntaries before next week's mandatory minicamp that begins 1 week from today. And yesterday, two major trades rocked the NFL. The big one, Myles Garrett from Cleveland to the LA Rams. Also, A.J. Brown going from the Eagles to the Patriots. French Open quarterfinals getting underway as we speak. week, no American men or women are left. DeMatha High School's Francis Tiafoe beaten yesterday in five grueling sets by Italy's Matteo Arnaldi and number one Aryna Sabalenka in straight sets over Naomi Osaka. Happy heavenly birthday to the great Johnny Weissmuller, Olympic swimming champion, and later the first to play Tarzan in the movies. Born on this day in 1904, he passed away in 1984. And happy 66th birthday today to the great Kyle Petty, winner of eight NASCAR Cup Series, born on this day in 1960. And on this date in baseball history, we take you back 91 years to the day, June 2, 1935. The Sultan of Swat announces his retirement as a player from the game of baseball. Talking about Babe Ruth, of course. The Bambino played the final 28 games of his career that year as a Boston Brave. The time now is 8:36. When we return, what game did Raymond Berry actually fumble in?
Listen up, Baltimore. Gary Stein here. If you want the energy of Vegas sports action without leaving town, get to the game room at Yorktown Social in Yorktown Plaza. A massive 100-inch screen. Oh, yeah! Wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a podcast booth. Grab a La Llama cocktail or a cold craft beer. Then head out to the beautiful outdoor courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination. You need to experience this place for yourself. Check them out. Their website, yorktownsocial.com.
First of all, before we get to that, I just want to say, you know, the ebbs and flows of a baseball season. 2 weeks ago before the homestand, I was down on the O's.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is the same thing as last year. The rot starts up top.
I saw you had the nail and the hammer
in the other hand,
and you were ready. You were just ready to put in the coffin.
Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm optimistic. I saw a lot from the Orioles that I liked in that 10-game
homestand. You're a typical fan.
You know what? It's like the stock market.
Ebbs and flows. Exactly. As the ball club goes, so goes your mood and attitude.
I think it's going to be a good month of June.
Okay.
And I'm looking for some hot, hot weather, too, by the way. All right. So you asked a good question. One of the tenets of Raymond Berry's career, he passed away yesterday.
Ball security.
Ball security. He fumbled one time in his career. And so you asked the question.
Man, what game?
What game?
Right.
So we looked it up. December 9th, 1961, against the L.A. Rams.
Wow.
He fumbled. And not only that, but he famously questioned the call.
Yeah.
He said he was down.
And we didn't have coaches challenge.
Oh.
And did we have, I don't think we had instant replay then.
I don't even think we had instant replay.
So again, he may not have fumbled.
Right.
It could have been a bad call.
So can you imagine that? If we had technology today like we had, if we had technology then like we have today, he could have gone his entire career without
it. It would not surprise me if Raymond Berry never fumbled.
He apparently, I was looking up further, fumbled when he was in college at SMU Southern Methodist one time in his career. And he said after that, I'm never fumbling again.
And I don't think he did. I'm going to go with that. In spite of what the stats say.
Passed away at 93 yesterday.
Just a great guy, really. Was a good coach, too.
Good coach. Yeah. Led the Patriots to the Super Bowl in 85.
Exactly.
They ran into the Bears.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So there are some numbers out there that we need to talk about. Baltimore recorded a decline in homicides through the first 5 months of this year. And the fact is that, again, you're looking at 23% reduction through May of 2026. Only 40 homicides, 120 non-fatal shootings, which is still a lot, compared to 52 and 121 last year. Overall, in 2024, the total number of homicides in Baltimore were 201. Which is, that's a milestone in the city's effort to break this grip that violent crime. And yet, for some reason, the perception is you still don't feel safe in the city. And so the mayor, he's taking credit, Mayor Brandon Scott. He put out a press statement yesterday saying, "We continue to see historic public safety progress by Baltimore for Baltimore, together with the brave men and women of BPD and our community violence intervention ecosystem, Office of the Attorney General, my Office of Neighborhood Safety and Engagement, the state's attorney's office, and our residents. We are delivering proven data-driven solutions that get at the root of violence in our communities. We still see too many people turning to guns to solve conflicts. And one life lost to violence in our city is one too many. In the months and the years to come, we will continue to invest in these strategies, strengthen our partnerships, and maintain our focus on saving lives." So the question here is, who should get credit for this historic reduction if we're to believe the stats and believe the data. And again, Mayor Scott says it's really Mayor Scott and his group violence reduction strategies, Monzi, Safe Streets, Sidestep, and all the rest. Again, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that GVRS started in one police district, and that was in the Western District. And it's not in every police district. They have expanded to others, but it's not in every district. But let's look at the timeline, shall we? And the events that happened in Baltimore City. Remember, Mayor Scott, his once partner in crime, pardon the phrase and pun, Marilyn Mosby. And again, she's the one that refused to prosecute nuisance crimes, etc. And Mosby lost her election in 2022. Since that time, we've seen the following. We see Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, told the gun offenders, bring a toothbrush. And they're going after repeat offenders, gun violent offenders, along with U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. So I think that partnership has a stake in this claim of Barron and Bates in 2022-2023. Then, in 2024, at the federal level, President Donald J. Trump was elected, and starting last year, he began taking criminals off the streets at the federal level. So much so, they've had a massive reduction in crimes at the federal level, according to the FBI data, that's countrywide, which would include here in Baltimore. And the fact that they're taking criminal illegal aliens off the streets, including Baltimore, I think has a role to play in that as well. So we have several people. Do you think it's Mayor Scott and his group violence reduction strategy? Do you think it was the partnership of Eric Barron and Ivan Bates? Or do you think it was President Trump coming in, removing a lot of these criminal illegal aliens off the streets of Baltimore and Maryland and the rest of the country? Get your thoughts in at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And, of course, as of May 30th, Baltimore police officers have seized more than 850 firearms as well. So carjacking is down 45%, burglaries down 16%, auto theft down 7%, and total robberies are down 14%. But we still have this nagging problem of juvenile crime, which you can lay at the feet of Mayor Scott and the Democrats in this state. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the Lugnuts Johnson.
Getting a report, the vehicle might be overheated here. They said it was on fire, but they're going to check Delaney Valley Road, Fox Chapel Drive. So if you're in that area on Delaney Valley Road, just south of the golf course, and through there was a van off to the right side. They said it was smoking, so they're checking on that. There's a medic call locally if you're around Long Green Pike at Long Green Road. There's a medic call there. Somebody had fallen at the location there. Medic call just pulled up there. Joppa Road at Avondale. They were working on that wreck, and earlier Goucher Boulevard at Putty Hill. Some slowing on the Beltway, still backed up. A lot of heavy traffic south. We're moving with the lanes open, but be prepared. It's a lot of stop-and-go traffic south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday, and it's looking sunny, mid-70s, low humidity, mid-50s tonight. For Wednesday, sunny, low 80s, and then Thursday, we start to heat up, mid-80s. Friday, we could hit 90. Right now, 60 in Dundalk, 59 in Forest Hill. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day. Well, at Starmont High School in Iowa, they went all out to show support for an 11-year-old child battling cancer. His name is Eli Belzer. They launched a challenge where schools have been posting clips of students singing Don't Stop Believin', the Journey song, as a tribute. Now it's become his fight song, and here are groups and schools joining in on the Don't Stop Believin' challenge.
So grab your friends, hit record, and sing a few lines of Don't Stop Believing. Because sometimes belief is the most powerful thing we can give.
Everyone who joins the chain shows that Eli is not fighting alone.
Stay strong, stay tough, and persevere.
Sing it loud, sing it proud, sing it for Eli.
If you change one person's life, you could really change the world. I feel like these are a bunch of students that they're changing Eli's life, and I think Eli will go on to change the world.
Incredible. And again, that is just another shining example of when we put our minds to it and we want to do good in the world, we can, and be kind to each other. And it's just a shame that we have so many people that are basically infected by this poison of Trump derangement syndrome, and they put their politics over their humanity. And we'll have another case of that coming up in just a second. But that being said, that's our Feel Good News segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance. Right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Is your outdoor cooking space ready for summer? If not, head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They're having their massive Memorial Day savings right now. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Linux. Perfect for upgrading your backyard. When you tell Mayor Mayer I sent you, they'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you right on budget. Go to townappliance.com for more information. Town Appliance, great deals for your entire home.
Sorry to do this right after the Feel Good News segment, but it is, I think, we always have this constant battle between good and evil, the constant tug of war between those who seek to do good and those that seek to do evil. We just heard the story about those high school students helping an 11-year-old battle cancer. Whack job economist and former New York Times columnist Paul Krugman, calling for the supporters of the president to be eradicated through what he's calling demagification, openly admitted he wants to replicate Germany's post-World War II denazification in the United States. And this is, again, another example of a Trump-deranged leftist psychopath who is wants to go around and purge. He wants to kill MAGA and purge the country of those who support it.
Defang Trump as much as possible and make sure that neither he nor anybody who follows in his footsteps has power after the next two elections. But beyond that, we really need to do a thorough purging of the United States. We need a demagification, and that is, you know, I'm not going over the top by using a word that's very similar to the denazification that we pursued successfully after World War II in Germany. And we need something, it's not just the MAGA ideology, but the whole structure of hugely unequal power, hugely unequal wealth that made this horrific moment possible. It's not going to be easy, but and maybe it's not going to be doable, but we have to try.
So there, once again, when we have these constant comparisons by these radical leftists that Trump is Hitler, that Stephen Miller is a Nazi, and now we have an entire deplorables was bad enough, right? But now we have a Krugman who is a Trump hater and has been for quite some time. He once called Florida seniors white supremacists because they voted for Trump. The guy is deranged. He is a leftist psychopath. But this idea that, as was in post-World War II Germany, there were German soldiers and others that were detained, and the country had to be denazified because of the Hitler propaganda. And obviously what they do was try to eliminate an entire race of people, the Jewish people, and killed 6 million of them and started a world war which claimed millions more. So this is a guy that is out there saying that anybody that is America first, anybody that supports MAGA, and after all that stands for Make America Great Again, this is the kind of vitriol and poison that infects our body politic. And until they are eradicated, I mean their voices, not their physical well-being, it's going to continue. By the way, Scott Pelley's accusing CBS News chief Barry Weiss of murdering the show. And that is something that that show was murdered a long time ago. They just didn't tell them it was dead. Again, that has not been the same since when it was first founded. And I love to watch this internecine civil war between these American liberal networks like CBS, ABC, NBC, etc. Eat their own. It is, again, it is political justice as far as I'm concerned. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Close things out in just a moment here with Casey and Company.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Whitstat. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hey, thanks, Kim. It's attorney Rod Whitstat. You know, I've been advertising with you for some time now, but I want your listeners to know that I can help them with many different legal matters. I advertise here because I want to help your listeners with affordable legal representation. Again, when you call me, you get me.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yesterday, a Brooklyn man charged with threatening to assault and murder an ICE officer outside an ICE detention facility at Delaney Hall. Nicholas Scalfo was arrested for influencing, impeding, and retaliating against a federal officer by threat. He's scheduled to appear for U.S. Magistrate Judge in New York Federal Court. And again, a lot of these people, five out of the six, arrested on the first day when New Jersey finally cracked down on these agitators. Five out of six came from outside of Newark, New Jersey, some coming as far away as Portland, Oregon, which is, by the way, home headquarters to Antifa. So keep that in mind. 8:53, traffic weather on the freeze with the update now. The king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Well, the late slowing is still there. Both the Harbor Tunnels, 895, is still backed up to Pulaski Highway. 95 is still backed up to Moravia Road. And once again, we're getting a surge here of some heavy traffic south on 95 passing Camden Yards at 395 and then out to the Beltway over on the southwest side. So we have to factor all of that in. That's a big delay for the traffic there. Finally, does get better once you get south and west of the city going down I-97 or into Glen Burnie, or if you're just staying on 95 into Howard County and eventually down to the Capitol Beltway. Some slow areas on the Beltway with leftover heavy traffic. A couple of things from Baltimore County. Goucher Boulevard, Putty Hill, motorcyclist was involved there. Had a vehicle that was smoking at Delaney Valley Road at Fox Chapel Drive. And then the medic call at Long Green Pike at Long Green Road. And the local traffic expect some flashing lights there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny today, mid-70s, mid-50s tonight for the low. Sunshine, low 80s tomorrow. We start to heat up mid-80s by Thursday, 90 by Friday. 60 right now in sunny in Pasadena, 60 in Middle River. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next right after the top of the hour. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We're doing A-OK. What you got in store for us?
We have two guests on the show today. One, we talk to him all the time, Delegate Ryan DeRocky, but we're talking to him because
because he got a call yesterday that there is a session, a meeting happening, a committee putting put together in Annapolis to talk about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So we're going to talk to him at 9:35 a.m. Apparently, he already got some of the documents on what they're going to go over, the agenda in this meeting. So we'll get the first exclusive.
Do we know who called the meeting?
Rocky. We don't know yet. Okay. I'm going to ask Ryan all these things. I'm sure with the documentation, he has the names on there. But I find that interesting because there are a lot of people complaining about the time it is taking to get this Francis Scott Key Bridge going. The largest, fastest project, by the way, in the U.S.
Yeah, the man can't. And by the way, Kristen has reached out to the Department of Transportation to see if they can confirm that. We just have not heard anything back as of yet. So their silence, I think, speaks volumes. So the man can't build a bridge. They can't print ballots accurately.
Nope. Well, they can print more than one ballot for you, right? Yeah. You can have three ballots, apparently. We're going to talk about that story, too. This is a nightmare
it
in
is.
This state.
It is. And it gets worse because the guy got a Democrat ballot. That's the OG. Then he switched, got a Republican ballot.
Yeah.
And then gets a replacement Republican ballot. And then we find out that you can cancel your ballot.
Yeah.
And then show up and vote in person.
Yeah.
But your ballots are still floating around out there somewhere.
Yeah. And in Baltimore, they announced yesterday, I know you saw it, that they couldn't canvass because they didn't have enough replacement ballots to get started. But we were told that they were all coming back in. This is a mess. It's such a mess. It is such a mess, Sean. And it's like, you know, it's like watching toddlers run this situation.
Somebody comes in and busts their chops, whether it's the DOJ or whether it's somebody else. Because, you know, again, they don't purge the voter rolls. DeMarinis hides behind it. It is a joke. Somebody should be able to do this job and do it accurately and efficiently, but it's not him.
No. And I used to joke that these people can't run a lemonade stand. I was just telling a joke. I had no idea it was reality.
Exactly. It is
I had
reality.
No idea. Of course, we also have Chaz Hagan. He's going to come on the show at 11 o'clock. He's running for county council there in Harford County. Going to talk to him. Obviously, the county council members would have a say on those data centers as well. So I want to get his thoughts on that. And then, of course, we're going to talk about the latest out of Maine, that race with Graham Plattner. It's still a hot topic. I don't know. What do you think? Are we going to hold on to the Senate, the Republican Party?
Yes, I do. I think Susan Collins was trailing in the last election, and she came out. And I think Plattner is just, he's a bad candidate. And
yeah. Did you see the ladies on The View?
And And
so when
you've lost The View.
When you've lost Sonny and Whoopi Goldberg, it's over.
Yeah,
it's a done deal. Anyways, we got all that work coming up next.
All right. Stay tuned to Kim. Coming up next, right after 9 o'clock news. Always informative, entertaining here. The Department of Transportation has subpoenaed New York after that deadly Virginia bus crash that killed five people. The state is accused of stonewalling federal investigations into the Chinese-born CDL holder. His name is Jing Shen Dong. He's the bus driver accused of causing this horrific crash that left five people dead. And again, California's been issuing these licenses to illegals and people. How do you issue a license, whether you're legal or illegal, to a person who does not speak English and therefore can't read road signs? I mean, some of the international symbols, okay, you might be able to get away with, but the symbols themselves, the road signs, if you can't read them, you should not be licensed to drive in the United States, especially. But they did. Kathy Hochul gave him a license in the state of New York. And then we understand from early reports this morning that this individual was cited for speeding in the Annapolis area of Maryland as well. So there's a local connection. This is just a horrifying bus crash. Same thing could have happened here in Maryland. Same thing probably has happened here in Maryland. These illegal aliens and non-English-speaking drivers are all over the country. And finally, something that President Trump and Republicans need to do once the Iran war is over, once they get the next reconciliation bill passed, the Save America Act, they need to start focusing on health care costs, specifically Obamacare. Did you know the average cost now? The numbers don't lie. Average American family now pays $2,200 a month for health insurance. That is more than the average monthly mortgage payment of $2,000. Let that sink in. Keeping a roof over your head now costs less than keeping your family covered with insurance. That has got to change. And we'll be back tomorrow morning to discuss it. 6 a.m. on CBM. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk